It's the award-winning Drew and Mike show, the best of four, the best of our Detroit, and hopefully your favorite podcast. And, well, there's a lot to talk about today. We've got Emmy nominations.
Yeah, wow.
We got Amber Heard speaks! And major developments with Major League Baseball. And I have to tell you, I'm finding this all to be a big joke, which I think a lot. I don't think I'm alone in that respect.
No, but I'm surprised more people don't feel it's a big joke.
Well, I'll be the first to admit I enjoyed watching the Tigers games over the weekend. I really did, and I watched a little bit last night, and it's great. But I can't help feeling that for some reason, all these sports are sacred cows.
Yeah, we love our sports, man.
Well, we do, but, I thought coronavirus generally acts like coronavirus no matter what, and certain things are more dangerous than others, and
are you saying coronavirus is not a fan of sports?
It's coronavirus!
Well, I remember Jim Harbaugh said that there's no evidence that sports causes coronavirus, which I thought was really strange.
Well, it might not cause it, but it certainly helps it spread.
Well, if you're playing tackle football, you're going to spread coronavirus.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, when you're playing Major League Baseball, you are also going to spread coronavirus.
Goddamn coronavirus.
Because you have to fly and fly and fly and stay in hotel after hotel and probably eat some meals out and all those things, not to mention the sport itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, in a way, this has become kind of a joke now because the Marlins, now their season is suspended. So we've got one team completely out. And I wonder if this would have even happened.
What, Sunday? Is that what the word was?
I don't know. I just saw it was suspended. Their season
was
suspended.
I thought it was the Marlins and the Phillies.
But the Phillies haven't had any positive tests yet, have they?
The Phillies?
They had about half of them back. By the way, why do they get them back so fast? And regular people wait 13, 12 days.
It's baseball.
No, but
you know what sucks about this whole thing is, the Phillies right now should be playing the New York Yankees, and I have Aaron Judge and Luke Voit on my fantasy baseball team.
All right, that's enough of that.
You just broke a rule.
That's enough of that.
Oh.
So, do the Phillies have positive tests? Is their season suspended? What's going on with the Blue
Phillies
Jays,
The Phillies are the ones that played the Marlins in the opening series.
I know.
What is going on with the Blue Jays?
Where are the Blue Jays? They don't have a home. Last I knew. this is so rinky-dink.
It's so fun.
Never been in a Little League season that was so rinky-dink.
Well, doesn't it seem like the Major League Baseball owners are just trying to force it the way they want it to be done?
Yeah, they decided to pick and choose, which is what a lot of people like to do, and when they do, they get shamed.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we don't shame Major League Baseball. We just go, oh, no, the Marlins have a lot of positive tests, and this is terrible. And I saw Dr. Fauci this morning, and he says, I believe Major League Baseball can continue. They worked hard to put proper protocols in place. No, they haven't. They were supposed to be in a bubble.
Yeah.
The idea was to limit travel, put them in one place, but they didn't like that part, so they didn't do it. And he was asked about football shortly after that, and he said, I think they're very conscientious, and they're trying to protect the players, and a bubble may not be necessary. And I'm like, wait, why are you cutting them slack? Why are you cutting people slack who are obviously going to spread coronavirus?
So the Blue Jays are supposed to play the Nationals at home. Those games will be played at Nationals Park. And then this weekend, guess who they get to play? The Phillies. They're the home team in Philadelphia if those games happen. So.
Well, did you hear what happened with the Miami Marlins? The Nationals refused to go to Miami. So that was the end of that. So in other words, the players have to basically say, well, maybe you don't care, but I do care because I got a baby coming or I got a teammate's got a baby coming. If we're going to act like this is so serious that we can't, for a long time you couldn't get your hair cut, Remember when we couldn't have landscapers?
Yeah, because this
is so serious. And we still can't go to health clubs. How can we have NFL or college football when you can't go to a health club? Because a health club doesn't fly all its members around all over the place. We don't run into each other. We can socially distance.
Well, what Planet Fitness just announced, hey, we're going to open August 1st. I mean, I don't know if that's for Michigan, but nationally. And you have to wear a mask, though, while you work out. Which
I don't think that's a big deal. Why is that a big deal?
I don't think it is. You have football, by the way, NFL, who said, no bubble for us, man. We're football! So they've turned down the bubble, too. That's so gonna backfire.
I'm really amazed that college football is still acting as if they're going to have a season.
No way.
And why Dr. Fauci says this is okay, I don't understand. Because other things aren't okay at all. And they're more borderline. These are sports where you're going to have people tackling each other. In basketball, I mean, if they get any coronavirus in the bubble, those guys cover each other very closely. They sweat all over each other.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gross. And I want to, believe me, I will watch all these sports if they're on. I'll watch them.
Hell yeah.
And I'm still a fan of everything. But I'm just tired of this idea.
The arrogance is a little annoying, isn't it?
It's very annoying. And I don't understand what's the shaming of some and the not shaming of others? When you know if you glob people up, I don't mean with testosterone, if you clump people up, there's going to be chance of coronavirus. You have to socially distance. You have to wear a mask. And they keep banging that home. And then some people, not so much. And then chain smokers have a concert. And, oh, my God, this is terrible. I don't know how they had a concert, by the way, but they did.
Well, they were.
It was supposed to be like a drive-through concert, wasn't it?
Yeah, everyone is supposed to stay in their. I think it's.
You go ahead. I'll talk about chain smokers.
Go ahead, yeah.
So from what I saw, I originally thought that this was supposed to be a drive-through, drive-up type of concert. However, it didn't look like that at all. I didn't even see really any cars. But the people that went there claim that they did socially distance, but the pictures seem a little contradictory.
It looks to me like people got out of the cars and ran up to the front of the stage. Probably that's what happened. And I didn't see, I don't even know if they're wearing masks or how far apart they are, but it looked like they were pretty clumped up.
And plus, it was in the Hamptons where there's all these rich kids, you know. So,
so yeah,
I think that's another reason why people are upset about it.
Of course. And these protests are going on night after night, and it's getting worse. The conflagrations are bad, but I don't know why can't we just put everything on hold for a while and get this thing under control like virtually every other country did?
Well, and that's the thing is, I keep looking at the graphs where we keep skyrocketing. I mean, right now it seems like there's a curve downwards.
It's like 60,000. Yeah, it seems to be going down a little bit.
With deaths. But I just don't understand how the United States has so many more. For example,
because we don't follow the rules.
We compare our states to their countries. So, like, when you're looking at a list of every country, it'll show you, like, Japan, Egypt, Indiana, you know, mm-hmm. because we've just exploded in this country. Does that mean that we're testing more and they're not? I mean, who knows?
No, we don't follow rules. Some people follow rules, some people don't. Some people it's okay not to follow rules, some people it's not okay.
It's a lot easier to shut down, say, Italy than it is to, say, shut down Florida.
I mean, I just cannot believe that protesting night after night after night, and then all of a sudden all these young people have coronavirus. I can't believe there's not a connection there.
I know all the rules.
There's a number of other examples where people are just flouting the rules.
But you're not allowed to contract trace those. You're not allowed to trace back the origin of coronavirus to a protest.
Well, what is why? Why?
Because
why is
it's
that
more
different?
Important. That's the way it's viewed.
But we need to. I mean, people don't even want to send their kids to school, and you know, it's funny. I saw something today where this NFL writer was bitching because he said that other NFL writers are rooting for the virus. Did you guys see that?
No.
It was a big writer, too, and he was saying, they cover the NFL for a living, and they seem to be rooting against the virus and hoping that the season ends. You can't root for a virus or not root for a virus. It is what it is.
That's what it wants to do, yeah.
And, I got kind of peeved today because, you know, I've been watching the graph, And, you know, we have so many cases. We got like sometimes triple the cases we had when we were really worried. And there's a lot less deaths. You know, we had 1,000 deaths for a few days. In the last few days, we've had 500 and 600. Or let's see, we had 523, 596, 461, 925, and then I think we had 1,100 the day before that. So I don't know how this study that I saw today says, oh, no, the virus is not weaker. As many people are dying as there were ever. And it's like, but wait a second. I can do math, and I can even go back 5-6 weeks and show you where we have way more people getting coronavirus and way less people dying from it. And then you go forward to today, and it's the same. For some reason, people are dying less. But anyway, they said this in the headline, and then they go on to say that 9.5% hospitalized die. It was formerly 12.1%. Well, that is less. That's treatment. Like 25% less right off the bat. So I don't even know why you're saying that in your headline. And then they go on to point out, and this interested me more, the average age of those dying in March was 78 years old. Yeah. It is now 84 years old. Mm-hmm.
And yet so shouldn't we just quarantine and bubble all of our elderly?
I don't.
Well,
I gotta tell you,
when we did that, they all died.
Or are we going to? I mean, seriously, are we going to just live, a quarantined type of life and shut down everything until the vaccine is 100% universally?
Well,
the
vaccine's not going to wipe it out entirely anyway.
Well, a lot of people are going to take the vaccine.
Yeah. So are we done with?
Hey, would
so,
you, I mean, 200,000 Google workers are not going back to work till July 2021. So I think some people are saying, you know what, we're just not going to get a handle on this. So we're going to work at home for a while. And there's going to be a lot of effects from this. There's gonna be a lot of brick and mortar is just going to be done.
Well, I worry about the long term health effects, too. You and I were talking off the air about the study about heart problems that Germany had for those that have recovered from it.
That dude's dying ASAP.
Yeah. Well, they said that some people had it was like the effect of a heart attack.
Yeah, structural changes to the heart. 78 out of the 100 patients compared to...
This isn't a cancer. This isn't Alzheimer's disease, dementia, or something like that.
But, you know, I read studies every day, and I'm so... It's like, this one says this one says that. Like, the study from Italy, I'm going... First of all, why are you saying that the death rate hasn't changed when it was 12.1 and now it's 9.5? And then, go on from there, the average age of death.
Because I think that any argument that you really want to make, you can manipulate the numbers to make it look that way. Because I see contradictory information all the time. And it's just one thing here, one thing. It's just back and forth. It's been like that for months.
Well, it's just so tiresome. And the reason it makes me so flipping mad. I mentioned yesterday I got this long email from this guy who runs a few health clubs, and his whole world is blowing up, he and his wife. In fact, they can't take PPP money because they're not sure they're going to be back in business. They don't know when they can go back, and if they do, they don't know if they can make it. If they take PPP money and they don't open back up, they have to pay the money back.
It doesn't matter, Drew. You can just get your PPP loans and buy a couple Lamborghinis and some trips and stuff like that. That stuff works out.
No, not if you don't open up. You have to open up again. You can't just stay shut down and say, oh, I'm just going to take the money and sue. So they feel they can't take PPP money. You know, I don't mean to just completely junk out here on health clubs, but it just, I don't know, that really annoys the shit out of me when I see what's going on with Major League Baseball. And Dr. Fauci says, oh, NFL, yeah, the safety and the health of the players is number one. But they're playing. That's not good for their health.
Everybody just wants everything to go back to normal.
Oh, it'd be nice to be where Europe is. Sure would.
Yeah.
Europe sure is doing well.
Yeah, they managed.
They're normal. They're having concerts in August.
Concerts. They've had sports. They've completed their seasons.
Yeah, their soccer season, right?
Yeah, although I
did anybody have to suspend the season?
No. No, it actually was considered a pretty wild success. A lot of that's because they're all on the
boring.
Same page. But it'll be interesting because in about...
I told you! I find them boring!
In about 2 weeks, the league starts up where they have to travel around Europe as opposed to just staying within their country. So that'll be interesting.
Out of the bubble. Well, Facebook Live is brought to you by Emergency Response Services Incorporated. They are Southeast Michigan's fastest responders to your home or business water extraction or drying needs. Hopefully you don't need this, but
I'm not dried up either.
Put it on your refrigerator, 877-JOB-DONE, or check the website, 877-JOB-DONE.com. Chances are, if you've got an emergency, these are good people to call. Yes, indeed. Because we're talking fire damage, storm damage, mold removal. That's something you don't really don't want to sit on. And then, of course, water extraction, as we talked about. And so many people need COVID-19 disinfection, or some people are really worried about it. I don't know if they know where to turn. We'll call 877-JOB-DONE. If you've got service vehicles or your business or what have you and you're worried, call 877-JOB-DONE for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Okay.
Hattie P's yelling on Facebook Live that Europe doesn't have an election. Except they did. I mean, France just had...
Come on, Patty.
...had an election.
I'm not sure what she means.
Well, because I think the people feel... And I don't know. I don't want to speak for Patty. I'm sure she'll yell at us again on Facebook Live.
Patty!
But they feel it's just media generating fear factors to, you know, maybe hurt the president.
Oh, well...
And sure, of course. There's going to be a lot of hysteria. There's going to be a lot of politics.
What I was saying about sacred cows. Some people, it's okay to do certain things, and other people can do the same thing, and it's not okay. And I'm not sure I understand
that. So what party does coronavirus belong to, then?
Well, I would say advantage Democrats right now, certainly.
It's most definitely advantage for the moment. But if we were completely switched around and Hill Dog was in office, it would be the 100% exact same opposite. Trust me.
I don't know.
No matter how it was handled.
I think it'd be really interesting if it were reversed. I mean, if we could go through that, because I'm here to tell you, there's no way that when there were 15 cases, you could shut the country down. Or when there were 1,000 cases, you could shut the country down.
Would all this be happening if I had been elected president?
But, hey, you know, Joe Biden may get a shot because he's certainly doing well in the polls. I don't know what the number is now. It seems like it's 9 or 10% lead, and he's leading most of the swing states. So
Bill does bring up a good point. This is where it becomes political bullshit, is when you have Gretchen talk about her mask mandate and then say, but we're not going to enforce it at the polling place, which just is just so transparently political.
No, and she's calling all these people out while her husband's going up north to rake leaves. You know, don't go anywhere, but he's going to rake leaves, and I'm going to be in this protest because BLM, there's more health damage in racism than there is in coronavirus.
And then there was that time that she got caught on the hot mic when she said this.
I don't wear a mask for the same reason I don't wear underwear. Things got to breathe.
That was gross. She had really good marks yesterday. I think it was 63% supported her, and I think that's the case in most states, some less. So, I mean, it's worked out great for her, and I'm really not sure how, because Michigan hasn't done that well.
I will say she's lower than other Democratic governors, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, Cuomo, I think, is 70, and some people are high 60s, but... Anyway, this goddamn thing.
What was the recap of the big thing today? Because last night I got some messages that were like, Gretchen's going to shut it down tomorrow at 2 p.m. Everything's going back into lockdown.
Really?
But there's like 5 dead today. I mean, 400 cases or something or less?
I knew she was going to have a press conference because she hasn't done it in 2 weeks. I didn't know that they were worried that she was going to shut it down again.
That was just speculation. I didn't know what the entire message of today's.
It was more about the budget, and then they're saying, "Hey, we need federal help, or we got to cut some stuff." Which, till I respond, duh. I mean, we all know
they're going to have to cut some stuff at some point. They might as well start cutting now, because otherwise, you have to cut more later. And we've been down this road with Granholm when she had her big stimulus, and she just didn't cut anything, and just said, let's just fill this hole in the budget.
In 5 years.
Yeah.
The only problem is the next
year. You're going to be blown away.
Next year they had to cut a lot more. But, today there were some fun things going on. We can talk about it in a second. But first, downtown Royal Oak, of course, has been distributing all those Royal Oak bucks to you guys, especially all you guys signed up for them. A lot of you are spending them already, which is great. Royal Oak's so happy. You're taking your $10 off to get in there on Lyft, $10 home, or you're parking for free through August. So Royal Oak is really, I mean, they've really done a great job, I think, in light of a pretty difficult time. In Detroit, having such a hard time with nothing going on downtown, maybe it's a good time for a Royal Oak or a place like that where people can go somewhere a little closer and feel a little more comfortable. And I know Mace has been busy, been doing really well.
I was there the other day.
And those Royal Oak bucks are coming in, and everybody's delighted with it, the retailers. So catch your Lyft for $10 off between 5 p.m. and 2 a.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then the $10 off lift in and home. $20 round trip. That's from 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday till 2 a.m. So it's quite a deal. Works out really well. People are, I assume you can keep lifting and lifting and lifting.
Yeah.
And there's going to be more money coming, too. That's what I'm told. The program's been a big success, and everybody's very happy. And congratulations to Royal Oak. And now the retailers are happy, and they're not always so happy. It always seems like it's all about the bars and the restaurants. But, no, everybody's been doing well with this. So it's been a great win.
Royal Oak, by the way, they approved. Remember we talked about it before the commission with recreational shops?
Yeah.
Marijuana shops, they approved it.
They did.
Along, there's a lot more to go, but 5-2 vote approved the first recreational marijuana licensing ordinance to take effect August 15th.
Meaning?
Somebody wants to open up along Woodward is what I'm guessing. Because that's the only place they're going to allow it.
Why not?
Why is it so awful? I don't get it, but,
You have one at what? John R. and 10 Mile, and then aside from...
Brandon knows his pot.
And then on 8 Mile on the south side of 8 Mile. I mean, it's every quarter mile. Boom, 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 boom.
You asked what they were worried about. The messages that they received back was that it, quote, distracts from the presentation of the Woodward corridor.
The presentation of the Woodward, well, you know, whatever. I'm sure they have their reasons for why. They probably know a lot more about it than I do. But
nobody.
I just think pot and Royal Oak, pot is just not that crazy anymore. Well, it's pretty freaking normal.
If there's bars, I don't know. That's the argument I don't understand. Because they're worried about recreational shops being open near churches. But there's bars all over the place.
I don't know. Maybe they're just...
One ounce of Purple Opal, 2 ounces of Fisherman's Friend, and a half ounce of Alabama Kush.
Things are getting wild at Zot Ford and Holly, and we're talking about the all-new Ford Bronco. It's in. Reserve your new Bronco with our friends at Zot Ford. Go to ZotFord.com, follow the link to order your new Bronco Sport or full-size Bronco two-door or four-door. The hype is huge. It really has been huge, and the Broncos will sell out before you know it. Plus, that's still offering the Ford promise. Buy or lease a newer pre-loved vehicle. If you lose your job for some reason, and, you know, people are losing their jobs, you're getting furloughed. I mean, crazy stuff. So what a weird year this is. They will take your vehicle back, period. So no loss of credit, no mark on your record. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Finally, the team at Zot Ford continues to have deals, the lease trifecta with the new 2020 Ford EcoSport or a new 2020 Ford Escape all-wheel drive. Or a new 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4, your choice of the three. Each one as low as $166 a month. Yes, go to dealsinthed.com. Surf all the action at dealsinthed.com. And if you're a man facing divorce, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. You can get divorced without losing your house or kids. And you shouldn't take a chance with your future, especially when it comes to custody issues and maybe property too. Go with the best, Adam. Knowledgeable, aggressive, experienced attorneys that you want. You want those adjectives in your attorneys. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. 248-356-ADAM. Okay, so the Emmys came in today. And
great job, broadcasters, NBC, ABC, and CBS.
I know, they're so finished, aren't they?
Well, NBC has a few, but other than that, you just read it, and it's like Netflix, Hulu, Netflix, BBC,
HBO.
Disney Plus is on here. Apple TV Plus is on here.
What? I got to ask. Maybe somebody will inform me on this. Who is watching The Morning Show?
No one.
I don't know anyone watching it. Maybe somebody will help me out here. But, and of course, Jennifer Aniston's nominated. Why is she always nominated? Is she so outstanding? Because, the film career didn't seem to quite pan out.
No, and Steve Carell's nominated for that show. So, nice. Congratulations on being nominated for a show no one has seen.
They had supporting actors nominated, too. Billy Crudup.
Yeah.
And Mark Duplass.
Yeah.
I mean.
That dude.
And... the big snub was Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
She got snubbed. She's on three shows. Didn't get a nominee for any of them. I like Reese.
Hey, but how about that Watchmen, huh?
Yeah, Watchmen.
26 nominations.
That was a great
really
series.
Really fucking good. Really, really good. And it taught us all about Omaha. Is that where it was? Or Tulsa?
Tulsa. How Black
Apparently,
Wall
I don't
Street.
Remember. Yeah,
Black Wall Street and, the tragedy that struck there in 1918. and which was crazy because now it's really exploded. We've heard a ton about it.
I am Marvelous Mrs. Maisel out.
That show is terrible.
I've never seen it. Why does it get all these nominations every year? I don't know. Does anyone watch that and love
Maz,
it? I guess
Maz loves it. Maz loves it.
Loves
really?
It. Yeah.
Did This Is Us get a bunch of nominations too?
You know what? I didn't see this. Is that,
you know,
that
I show saw
still
the Mandalorian.
On the air? I don't know.
The Mandalorian and Succession did.
Yeah.
Mandalorian is good, but.
Are these all Tom Mazoway shows?
No, Mandalorian's the Star Wars thing. You know. But it's really good. I just don't know why it's nominated. I think it was
Schitt's Creek had a bunch of nominations for Dan Levy, Eugene Levy. Yeah. Are they related, Dan and Eugene?
Yeah, imagine that. They're married.
Are they? Oh, wait. Dan is his
husband? Eugene came out of the closet and married some guy named Dan.
Catherine O'Hara, Annie Murphy. Yeah, Mandalorian 15. Jimmy Kimmel will host the show September 20th. I guess the blackface is okay. No big deal.
Yeah, it's on there. ABC. Hey, here's the whole list of dramas. Should I run through it? Do you care?
I suppose.
Better Call Saul. Phenomenal. The Crown. You would like The Crown.
Hey, yeah. Can I ask a question before you go any further? How did we do? Is it going to be Emmys so white or Emmys so not white?
It's incredibly diverse.
It is diverse. Okay.
Incredibly diverse. All right. It's Better Call Saul, The Crown, Handmaid's Tale, Killing Eve, which I think Killing Eve is really, really good. Mandalorian, Ozark.
I think Ozark is overrated. I liked it at the beginning, and then it just got way out there, and I was just like, I don't believe this.
I'm with you,
I'm not buying it.
People that stuck with it just love it.
Well, I like all the people in it, and then it just got stupid, I thought. I
and here's another one that's overrated that's also nominated. Sorry, Brandon, but Stranger Things.
I'm going to agree. I watched the first season.
And then Succession on HBO. Now, comedy series has Curb Your Enthusiasm. Just great show. Dead to Me, the one you call the chick flick show.
Yeah.
That I still swear by. The Good Place on NBC. There's one NBC one, which is...
Ooh, NBC.
That's a good show, though.
That's people like it.
Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. You don't like it?
I don't know that much about it. I've seen it once, maybe. But I know people like
it. Just watch season one. It's worth it for the ending. Insecure on HBO, Kaminsky Method, Marvel, Maisel, Schitt's Creek, What We Do in the Shadows. Surprised I got nominated.
Kieran Culkin got a nomination. So love Michael Jackson would be happy wherever he is.
He's pretty good in that Succession show, I guess.
He is. Why is he so much better than Macaulay? Macaulay is like just the biggest partier.
I don't think Macaulay's a huge partier.
But, I mean, he's not doing anything, is he?
No.
He's rich. I mean, he's got a bunch of money.
He doesn't want to ever do a movie or anything?
Kieran Culkin will sleep on this side. Macaulay Culkin is on this side. His sister's in there. We're all just jamming the bed. And we wake up like dawn and go in the hot air balloon. You know, we have the footage. I have all the footage.
Isn't that right, Michael?
I wonder if he was jamming in the bed more with Macaulay than Kiernan, based on
the Jackson careers. Knew better. Jackson knew not to go after the stars. He never went after Feldman. He never went after Culkin. No, he went after the people, basically, who couldn't fight back, in my humble opinion.
I would tend to agree, although I love people who say, look, Macaulay Culkin says you didn't molest him, so that means you didn't molest anybody, because surely he would have molested Macaulay. He's the hottest kid of all.
Our good buddy Dennis Farrell said that Macaulay's got a podcast network.
He's got a network?
Yeah.
Well, he's had that Brown Bunny or whatever it's called.
Yeah. I listened to the show. I don't think it does all that well, and I didn't particularly like it. I mean, I like Macaulay Culkin. I wasn't trying to not like it. It was a little... It was just very loose. I don't know
where
it was going.
With your name like that, he probably has well enough sponsors... Just based on his name, where he doesn't have to care about anything.
Probably not. He has a band, too, that does all songs about pizza.
Yeah, Remember that? Underground.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's amusing himself. I don't think he cares if anybody likes it or not. He doesn't have to, because he's rich. Although, I thought his parents stole his money, or his dad took his money.
Who knows?
Dad burned his money.
You see Mark Ruffalo got a nomination?
I did. I was so happy for him.
Is that for the HBO show he did?
Yes, which... Just based on the still picture for the episode, for the whatever that show is, I won't watch it because it looks really intense and really stupid.
He plays two characters.
Oh,
Brothers.
You're looking at a picture.
Oh, no.
Oh, he can't play two characters. Yeah, nobody could look like that dope.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
He's really serious as one character, and he's extra serious as another character.
No,
that's just a
no.
way. He just wants to win awards. That's a way to win
awards.
Patty Duke
news.
Did it with the identical cousins. And who's that guy in All My Children? Adam.
I used to love that when I was a kid because my mom watched All My Children. But one guy had like mental, no, he was special needs, right?
The that's exactly twins. What that's Mark right. Ruffalo is. Mark
oh,
Ruffalo,
really?
One character.
Oh, been there, done that, Ruffalo.
There's the picture that I cannot watch that show based on that picture. See, he's really serious as one guy. He's extra serious as
which
another.
One is the special needs Ruffalo?
I... Both.
Is he special needs but he's
see,
acting
otherwise,
like he isn't? Or is he?
I would have been able to tell you.
Is he not special needs and he's acting when he's doing the special needs part? I'm not
What's
sure which one it is.
What's the name of the silly show again?
I know this much is true. Look at how serious it is in the still for episode one where he's holding a girl's hand by a van.
Can we watch the trailer?
I'm going to show you the picture.
This is so dumb I want to watch a trailer.
Yeah, let me pull it up on the computer so Facebook can see it. Maybe we'll get
So the guy
off.
On the left, the Mark Adam, Ruffalo on the left.
By the way, Adam and Stuart Chandler. Thank you, Patty.
Oh, yes. Patty P came up with that.
That brings back memories of my childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, where's Mark Ruffalo on the King? Left here, Mark.
Yes. Oh, let me pull that up. Hang on.
That's the serious Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo on the right is the mentally challenged brother.
Okay, is he mentally challenged and he's playing like a non-mentally challenged person as the other one? I'm mixed up.
I swear.
He's playing twins. One has special needs.
But
the
I mean,
other
in
doesn't.
Real life, is he special needs and he's playing a guy who isn't special needs also, along with kind of... I don't know.
I swear, for asking. The one guy, he's just doing this. He's just going.
No. Spoiler alert. He's also doing this with his hand.
Wait. What's he doing? Wait, what? He only has one arm?
One of the brothers.
What?
One of the brothers cut his hand off to save the world from the desert storm.
I need to see the trailer.
Well, come on.
I'm excited about this show.
This better not be a true story of any sort. Do you have the trailer, Brandon, or do you want me to look for it?
I need to see this.
Here it is.
I'm so
I watched
geeked.
Some of it.
I'm so
You
geeked.
Did? Is it worth a crap?
Okay, which Ruffalo is that right there? Is that special needs? Or is that serious?
We're living on borrowed time, Dominic.
That's special needs.
In our greed and spirit.
Check this out. I just found a new way that you could figure it out. Special needs, Mark Ruffalo, no goatee.
Ah,
Okay.
Serious he Mark also Ruffalo? Has a furrowed brow when he's special needs. Did you notice that?
Goatee. All right.
That's acting, Drew.
All right. Let's try this again.
Okay.
We're
cool.
living on borrowed time, Dominic. We're just wallowing in our greed and spiritual filth. And now it's time to pay. We're going to pay the price.
Okay. Somebody, I don't mean to change the subject.
Somebody
wants your coffee, buddy.
Have you had time to look at the menu?
How are we going to prevent the vengeance of God?
What?
Boring.
Special needs Ruffalo just looks really emotional.
The way he should have been raised, maybe he would have ended up on the bottom the way he did.
What? Ray, he's a paranoid schizophrenic. It's not Mom's fault.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
I was looking for my brother, Al Darnley.
What if they had them make out somehow?
There was an incident.
Get it out with each other. Just to go on a wild trip in the plot.
No, there's a whole gay sex scene where Ruffalo has to bang two guys.
He disguises his wiener on one of them.
No, there's a stand-in guy.
What'd you do?
If I had kids, I would not let this man near my children.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
Your brother is placed in a forensic hospital.
Oh, yeah, Rosie O'Donnell.
Sounds like a great one.
Seriously mentally ill.
Whoa, Ruffalo threw a phone.
This guy has too many problems. I just feel exhausted watching the trailer.
Who watched? Did anybody watch this? I find it hard to believe someone would see that trailer and go, oh, I got to see that. That looks like
I watched,
a good one.
I watched part.
Really?
Were you into it?
I think what happened was it
Is
came
Facebook
on
still there? Anybody watch this on Facebook?
Facebook is still there, yeah.
I think I watched it when another show had ended, and I just kind of picked it up from the beginning, and... What am I watching? And so
are you loyal to a network? Is that what you're saying?
He's
very loyal to HBO, yes.
It sounded like you were loyal to a network, like another show is ending and you didn't want to change the channel because you're loyal to the network.
I guess. I'm a big fan of HBO. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay.
But I ended up watching like the first 5 minutes. I said, what's this about? So It was one of those situations where I go to Google, I find out it's based on a book, and then I go to the Wikipedia entry of that book. I read the entire synopsis, and I said, huh, that book sounded kind of good. So I started watching part of it, and then I quickly Dreamweavered.
Okay. Well, I kind of want to watch
O'Donnell's
it.
In
I'm
it.
Kind of psyched, actually.
No, you don't.
I want to watch it because I think it may have entertainment value for me.
I have a feeling it moves really slow.
It does.
Sorry to hear that. Okay. David Hall and Hall Financial.
That's true. I've seen that. I've watched that.
They are our sponsor. They are in charge of the Hall Financial Hotline. Oh, we have a couple numbers. A Social Security threat.
Yeah, and a new AT&T, I'm putting in an air quotes, scam.
Wow.
And, by the way, that phone call I got earlier was the lead singer of Zeptune.
And oh, it was?
Totally available and ready to rock
Did
out.
Did talk about his gig?
And I think he was using a fake British accent.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going on tour.
They should.
Corona tour.
Now's the time to do it.
Well, we're going
to
find all these things out on the Hall Financial Hotline. They are refinancing people at amazing rates. People are saving huge amounts of money. I swear it seems like I get a message every couple days about Hall Financial. They had 7 tips in one day.
Hey, all right.
Because interest rates are so low that it is worth a try. If you know what you owe, if you know what your interest rate is, then you probably know enough to find out pretty quickly if they can help you. And first off, if you haven't refinanced in the last year, they think they can help. And you might be able to skip a couple payments, too. A lot of people have been able to do that. They've got 5-star reviews coming out of their brochure.
They're over 1,700 now.
Are they over 1,700?
On their website,
every time I turn around, I got to update the copy. Go to the webpage, click on the logo to get started, fill out the online form, or call 248-308-5000 or davidhallmortgage.com/DrewandMike. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention, NMLS number 1467435. And let's see, we could call the Zeptoons guy. Let's see about the Social Security number and the AT&T thing. Why are these scams not working anymore? I'm so upset. Are we on the permanent list not to answer?
Did you send me the...
I sent it to Brandon.
Can you forward it to me, Brandon?
Yeah, I'm looking for it now. I can't dial out, so I don't know what to do with these.
Well, I dialed the AT&T one, which...
Brandon, you do the pregame prep, so I thought maybe you'd be included in that. That seems like my...
I know,
emails get very low priority.
Then I
got to
find
some reason.
To send it to...
I don't think you heard that. But this 18
I think Brandon's getting up at 2:30 in the morning to read my emails.
I love watching his reaction. He gets so bummed.
I don't wake up at 2:30. I don't go to bed until 2:30.
I thought you were up till
4.
But
you had to wake up to do the boner line at one time.
The one day, yeah. The one day it took me like 6 hours because we had like 185 calls. We do have a boner line today too, 209-66-BONER. Everybody feel free to call in or text in with whatever. Mark, I just sent you.
Okay. Well, you want to do the AT&T one first?
Yeah, sure.
Which they just text you and it says from AT&T. And the number actually looks like it might be because I think if you do 411 from your phone, you get them. But it's like a 411. You see it on there.
We're sure it's fake, though.
Oh, yeah, because I called it. If you search the phone number, it's a warning scam.
And they're going to say that I owe a lot of money?
Yeah, that you had an unsuccessful payment.
Okay.
The number you have dialed is not valid.
What?
Please
it worked.
Check the number and try again.
I swear to God, it worked the other day. Yesterday when I called
in. The Social Security number was new this morning.
I'm so pissed.
I know, this is really getting desperate. And we may have to call Stan just to complete a phone call.
I wonder if my
phone... No, I have a whole bunch of potential people that we can call just to check up with.
Social Security flamed out?
I'm looking for that email.
I thought Brandon just sent it to you.
Yeah, I don't have it yet.
Oh, should we call the Zeptoons guy?
We can call him. Here's the Social Security number.
Okay.
This guy said he received a call at 10:02 a.m.
I don't even understand this scam.
Nope.
I'm telling you, I get these. I still get 3 or 4 a day. I try them every day. They never work. So.
Well, then how does anyone ever call? How do they get money out of anyone if they just disconnect
the
number right away?
You call back like literally within 30 seconds. And if you don't, the number's deactivated. But because
I think they're hurting their take by doing that.
But we did have a really good success rate for a while. And I think they adjusted. They adapted to our calls to them.
Fuck.
A couple other numbers. I don't know if you saw the inn in Michigan. Where was this at? Is this in St. John's? You know where St. John's is in the center of the state? People usually pass it on their way to Mount Pleasant.
Yep.
But there was an inn there, and the one owner is from Norway or of Norwegian descent, so they were flying the Norway flag out front.
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of hate emails and calls because people thought it was a Confederate flag.
If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
Because the Norwegian flag, I guess, is a blue cross on a red background, but there's no stars. It's just got bars, no stars.
Yeah.
And so they had to remove it.
That's not even still close.
It's different.
No.
Yeah. First of all, the line isn't down the middle.
No.
They have the blue line going through the middle horizontally, and then vertically, it's to the left.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah. So how stupid are people?
People are dumb.
Okay, call him.
You want to call him? Okay.
Yeah, I cannot believe he took the flag down.
Yeah, because they're like, we're just sick of idiots calling us all the time.
But anybody that's stupid can't possibly afford to stay there. I wouldn't think. I mean, are there customers complaining?
No.
People are just so desperate to complain, huh?
Here's the other thing, too.
It doesn't look like the Confederate flag!
I wonder if a picture got out on social media, because how many people are driving through St. John's, Michigan?
Right.
Well, if you're so triggered by the Confederate flag, wouldn't you think you'd know what it looks like?
Yes.
It's not really that close.
Well, so, like, look at this still picture, which this is the one from Facebook. So the look of the B&B looks like a southern plantation, which is what a lot of people say.
See how
because of the wind, the flag is kind of folded, and because it's on an angle, it looks like the X?
Shouldn't people go check before they call and call someone a racist?
No one does that.
Oh, my God. People are just... I hate people.
Is there a song
I just
about
hate
Norway?
Being on this planet.
That's a good Norway song.
Is ABBA from Norway?
They're from Sweden.
Close enough.
They're close. I guess as close as we're going to get. Okay. Wait, the Van Halens are from that part of the country or the world, are they? Aren't they? I don't know.
I don't know a ton of... I mean, wasn't Marilyn Monroe supposed to be from there?
What about that one band where the guy murdered the guy? Remember, you watched the documentary?
Oh, yeah!
The cover of the album was when the guy committed suicide.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
We're going with ABBA.
Okay. There must be some ABBA doc airing somewhere, because I've gotten, like, multiple people have messaged me about the singer in ABBA who was being stalked by this guy and then got it on with him.
Ooh.
Oh, the blonde or the brunette?
I think it was the blonde.
Thank you for calling the Nordic Pineapple. This is Kirsten. How may I help you?
Hi, Kirsten. This is the Drew and Mike Show calling from Detroit. And we had heard that people were mistaking your flag for the Confederate flag, and we're trying to get the word out that that's a Norwegian flag.
That is true.
I'm proudly from Norway, and I was just so upset that people were mistaking it. It's not even close.
It's not even close. They're very, very different. They have similar colors, and that would be the only similarity.
I think it's as close as it is to ABBA being from Norway. I couldn't think of any Norwegian bands.
Yeah, can you name a Norwegian band for us that we should have been playing when we called?
Oh, no. Bad connection.
Uh-oh, is it Confederate phone line? Somebody's canceled now?
Racist phone line?
No.
Your cell phone blows.
Kirsten?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. It just started to fade for a second. So how aggressive are these people when they call? Are they like, you've got a Confederate flag, you racism? Or are they calm about it?
So we don't get very many calls. People who talk to us about it just laugh about the fact that they think we have the Confederate flag. The nasty parts come in emails or through our Facebook or through our business email. That's where people have said things like we should be ashamed to hang the Confederate flag and that we're bigots. And so, yeah, it's not very nice, but typically people don't say it to your face.
Do you bother replying and correcting them or just delete it?
So usually I try to correct people. The really rude ones I just ignore.
I would write them back and say, you should be ashamed to judge someone without any information whatsoever.
And tell them to suck it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're a complete dope because the flag doesn't look anything like the Confederate flag. So do your research, dope. That's what I would do.
You can use that. You can quote.
I think you should do that. Yeah,
quote Drew on it. Actually.
I did use dope twice, which wasn't very good. But
That's how angry he is.
Yeah, no, this makes me livid. These people so are stupid. They're so woke, but they don't even pay attention to what they're complaining about.
Right. When you take 2 seconds and you look a little closer, it's really obvious that what you're looking at isn't what's mistaken as the Confederate flag all the time.
Is it because this one picture, I think Deadline Detroit did a story on it, and the one picture they credit Facebook from, and the flag is waving, so the cross ends up looking like an X?
Don't give woke people excuses.
No, I'm just wondering if they reference this one picture and don't...
It is actually mistaken more when it's not waving, so when there's not a lot of wind and it's hanging limp against the post. It folds in such a way that people say, then it looks... If it's waving and you can see it outstretched, then it looks much more like a cross and less like the Confederate flag.
There must have been some triggered person who put this on social media, because how could you get that many complaints? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really funny that it's been happening ever since we started to hang it. So we've been here for 2 years, and we've gotten someone to say something about it almost 3 months since we've been here. I mean, it's very consistent that people look at it and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe you hang the Confederate flag. And I go, it's not the Confederate flag.
No. Has this led to negative reviews online, like with Yelp and with a couple websites?
No, we actually haven't had any negative reviews, but we've had people ask us to take it down before they're willing to stay with us. And then when I explain that what it is, they're like, oh, I would have never guessed that. So no one's ever negatively complained. We've never been threatened. But it is something that, you know, over time you just get to the place where you're like, I just can't deal with it anymore, right? Like, it's just, enough is enough.
Well, yeah, so you took it down, right? It's just
yep,
not
that's
even...
why we took it down, because we got one of those emails last week, and I was like, with where we are in our society right now, it just isn't, it feels like now is the time to take a little break from it.
People are just too woke. They need to go back to sleep a little bit, or take a mini nap, or a power nap, or something. I mean,
maybe in a bed and breakfast.
No, you know what you should do? You should put up either a Trump flag or a Biden flag and see if that has the same effect.
Right, right.
Well, you have two flagposts. Yeah, put them both up.
Put the staff in MAGA hats and see how that goes.
I'll hang both. Yeah. Or no, for Trump and for Biden. We can't decide.
Have the red hats and maybe like to have them say like, you know, make St. John's great again or something. And then you go, it doesn't say make America great
make
again.
Norway MAGA. Great again.
Just turn into the victim B&B. Wouldn't that be cool?
That's where we want to go. But
the victim position is great, though, because then people have to feel bad for you.
Oh, well, that's true.
Might get some business. I don't know. Oh, by the way, we have found the music that we should have played while dialing up the phone, because it's from they're Norwegian, right, Mark?
Most famous band from Norway.
And you should be playing this in your lobby round the clock. It should be constantly going around.
That's the one.
Aha.
They're the one hit wonder.
Yeah. That was a really cool video, by the way. Have you ever seen the video?
Yeah, it's a great video. I'm a child of the 80s. I love Aha.
Wow, you rock. Were you watching MTV on a regular basis back then?
Oh, absolutely. MTV video fights every Friday night.
Okay, who are your favorite 80s bands?
Duran Duran.
Oh, wow.
Hoo-ah. How did I know that?
Girls on Film, yeah.
Girls on Film, yeah. Duran Duran. Let's see. Who
doesn't
else
like those videos?
Liked?
Madonna. Madonna. We love Madonna.
She's great.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, Prince, all those big poppy bands back then.
Uh-oh.
Michael Jackson,
Michael
you're canceled.
Jackson. Yeah. You like a child molester? Oh, my God. I'm telling
you. But in the 80s, he wasn't. He was a great musician in the 80s.
Duran Duran, what misogynists.
We were trying to pull you back into the mainstream, but my God, look at this.
I know.
No, I'm kidding. No, I feel so bad about this, but you've got a good sense of humor, and I'm glad you took the flag down. How stupid that you have to do that.
If there's people that want to stay, what's the name of the bed and breakfast? Is there a website where we can see real photos, charming photos of it?
Yeah, so we're the Nordic Pineapple, and it's www.thenordicpineapple.com.
Sounds cool. And is there any exciting thing to see nearby or something that draws people to the area?
Yeah, so St. John's is a great little town. We're about 25 minutes north of Lansing, so of course it's an easy drive into where, you know, Michigan State is. But Uncle John's Cider Mill is here, and fall is coming, and you can go pick pumpkins, and they do a great color run here in the fall, and there's lots of great stuff to do.
Well, that sounds very nice. Nice and rustic weekend. And and thank you, and I hope this everything cools off now for you.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
You bet. Good luck to you guys.
Thanks
bye.
So much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bed to be shared with owners. Shitter down hall. Email F. Reynolds at warthog-orgyfart.edu.
Is that the website?
Anybody point out that Norway was one of the Axis powers in World War II?
They were Axis? Oh, boy.
Well, I think because the Nazis invaded.
So I was looking up famous, you know, Norwegians, and honestly, I'm going through, and this is so bad. The most recognizable one that I can find so far is Anders Breivik.
Who's that dude?
Is that a left wing in the WHA or something?
No, he is the dude who went to that island with all the guns and just shot.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Wait, weren't there some NHL players from Norway?
It has to be.
Where's Anders Hedberg from? And
well, you might be thinking of Finland.
Oh, yeah, probably so.
Like Valtteri Filppula. Anders Hedberg is from Sweden.
Yeah.
And of course, we know of all the Swedish people that were on the Red Wings.
So AHA is the biggest.
Well, it's a little place. It's not the biggest place.
Yeah, but the world's been going on for a while.
It's true. It's been around a while.
One, maybe.
I'm sure there's somebody I'm missing.
They come up with more than that.
I'm scrolling through thefamouspeople.com/Norway. Oh! I got one.
Who?
Christopher Hivju.
What?
He was Tormund Giantsbane in Game of Thrones. The guy with the big red beard.
Did he just die? Didn't somebody like that just die recently from Game of Thrones?
Maybe it was like the leader of the Night's Watch.
The Maester?
Yeah, and definitely a bunch of Maesters.
There's a whole list of people on Wikipedia from Norway. Like, it's a list of famous Norwegians.
Yeah.
I'm like halfway through. I don't know any of these people.
Exactly.
They got some work to do. So why are people so wonderful now? Doesn't it seem like everyone's turned into Mitch Albom? Oh, that looks like a Confederate flag at that B&B. We must do something.
Well, I don't think they're wonderful. I mean, I think they're assholes.
But no. Well, is Mitch Albom wonderful?
They're shit starters.
But they act like they're so righteous and they're so. I want everyone to be happy. I want everything to be fair. We need to all think the same and be woke. And so I will call out people who prefer the Confederacy whenever I see it. And when someone tells a racist joke, I will call them out. That was funny when all those people were saying that. And it made it sound like they hang around with the most racist people. Because I don't hear people say a lot of racist things in my travels. I just don't.
No.
Unlike that Stanley Tucci. Apparently he hangs around.
Justin Theroux, yeah.
He must go to white supremacist meetings.
Must hang out together. There must be one really racist joke teller in all of...
not anymore. He's taking responsibility.
Yeah, yes, but not right. For that PSA. No one took responsibility for it.
Should we call Zeptune?
Can, yeah.
Zeptune had a blowout, not as big as a chain smoker's. In fact, people were fairly socially distanced at it.
At Zeptune, yeah, not at the...
They made a big... People still were making a stink out of it, like, well, you can't have a concert. And I said, well, no, it's a music protest.
Was anyone really making a stink out of it? Because there weren't that many people there.
Just like 50 people. They were playing on a rooftop, so there was no one near them.
But when you watch that story...
It was a parking lot, wasn't it?
Yeah, but when you watch that story, there's no side where it's like... Don't do that. But I don't know if the city called them and said.
I guess somebody showed up at the end from the police and they decided not to.
And they rocked out.
They did. They got so sucked in by Zeptune. Zeptune. Let me find out. I wonder what their set list was.
What
did they open
them
with? I know I'm so pumped to find out their set list. Did they do encores? Were they good enough for an encore? We listened to them yesterday. I thought they were okay.
He looks just like
a couple
Robert.
High notes that were tough.
He looks just like Robert Plant.
What's the lead singer's name?
Robert.
Robert? Are we off Facebook?
Yeah. It's not Robert.
Is it really Robert?
No, it's Brian.
Oh.
But I don't want to call him Brian.
They look like young guys, too. Are they young guys? I mean, I saw a picture from a distance.
God, I don't even know how old he is.
Here, let's check out their Facebook page.
Who? Stairway!
It's him doing Stairway.
Bono and Edge have a little version of Stairway on Rolling Stones site. Just acoustic and Bono singing.
Think he's sick of Stairway to Heaven?
He was making fun of it because the Rogue Crew does it. Hey, is this Brian?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. It's Drew and Mark and Brandon. Oh,
okay.
And you are the lead singer of Zeptune.
Yes.
Correct.
And, you know, we all have the mighty Led Zeppelin thing for all this. You know, we mustn't forget that. And have you guys heard the new track with Mick Jagger and Jimmy Page called Scarlet?
Yeah, Scarlet.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think of that?
It grew on me. I wasn't crazy about it at first, but it's a pretty good track. I mean, you know, the Stones.
Yeah.
I always love anything by the Stones.
Sure.
Are you guys? Have you guys been playing for a long time, or are you younger guys, or what's the story?
We're younger guys. We started probably, maybe a year ago.
Okay.
So, and we just been kind of going around San Diego. We did a show in TJ and. You know, around the San Diego area, because I know you guys are from Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, is that Jim? Is the guy with the long dark hair? Is that the Jimmy Page lead guitar player?
Yes.
Okay.
It has to be.
Yeah. It did have to be. And you have the long hair, kind of like Plant. In fact, when I saw you guys on stage, like that guy looks like Robert Plant. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And the shirt open too, feeling, just like Plant.
I have a feeling that's why you became a Zeppelin tribute man, because you look like Robert Plant.
And they've got Pager.
Well, yeah. That's one of the things we try to do too. Like, I've
changed it to Plant and Page, or Page and Plant.
Yeah, it's part of it. You know, what I mean, the rest of the band. You know, we do get them to look like John Paul and also John Bonham. So it's important because people don't just want to, you know, they don't want to just hear the music; they want to see the music as well. So they,
amen.
You know,
oh,
we put on a show.
You learned the whole catalog of Zeppelin in 1 year, or just enough for a set list anyway?
Yeah, we learned a lot of the stuff off, we had some new stuff from Physical Graffiti that we've been doing, so we tested that out on the
crowd. I love that album.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, so, I'm going to try and guess what the opener is for Zeptune. Rock and roll?
Nah,
Black
almost,
Dog.
Think earlier.
Black Communication Dog. Breakdown!
Immigrant Song.
Immigrant Song.
Wow,
okay.
That's a tough one to come out with. That's a lot of high pitches for you.
Coming out hot.
It's a great one to do, though. Yeah, it really is.
Okay, and what, did you guys do any encores at this gig?
This one, we were basically just hoping not to get shut down because the news had showed up, and I knew once that happened that the police would be there soon after.
But that's good for Zeptune. That's great PR for Zeptune.
No, it was cool. It was definitely. We really just wanted to have a nice celebration for everybody because everyone's been, you know, obviously just been locked in their house and not being able to do some of the things that they'd like to do. So we just didn't want. California has been pretty crazy. I mean, there have been buildings being burned down, banks being burned down during these friggin' protests.
Wow.
And it's just been.
It's
nutty,
time for a music protest.
How many members have tested positive for COVID in Zeptune?
Are you from Zeptune?
Yeah.
Nobody, because we've stayed a safe distance. So that was the whole rooftop.
Okay. How many guys from Zeptune have tested positive for crabs? Chlamydia?
We wanted to be. Something of a celebration, mate.
Hey, do you do the accent?
Yes, I do.
When
I first talked to Mark, that's how I answered.
No, but like when you're on stage, you know, when you're introing the next song.
The song remains to say, well, if I'm speaking to the crowd, not so much, but if I'm introducing a song, you know, again, we try to take from those sticks, you know. This is called "The Song Remains the Same." Things like that.
Sound like you're from London.
That's so ridiculous.
Does the Jimmy Page member of the band? He does not address the crowd, does he? Because Page really doesn't.
No. He just does his thing, and
he's behind that mop of hair.
Have you ever?
Does he have a double necker?
He does.
Yeah. That's my guitar because
Well, where can we see that? Is he playing the double necker online somewhere?
I think on Immigrant Song on your YouTube channel.
What?
Yeah. Wouldn't be Immigrant Song. It was actually Stairway to Heaven and Sumner made the thing.
So what?
I'm going to find that on your YouTube channel, which is Brian Davis, by the way. Everybody,
yeah,
everybody wants
Brian.
To see it.
Brian Dustin.
Oh, there he is.
Stairway.
So.
Yeah, don't interrupt your singing, man.
Check out that double necker.
Yeah.
He's got the look down.
He's going to be wailing in a minute.
I still feel like, Brian, you're way taller than Robert Plant is, for real.
Oh, no, I think we're the same height.
Really?
I don't think Plant's... How tall are you, Brian?
He looks like he's 6'4".
I'm 6'1".
Yeah, Plant's not short, I don't think. I never thought he was.
Is the rest of the band really short?
He's like 6'5". So Bonos is about, I don't know, he's just 5. Because Jimmy Page is a 5'11", but they also used to wear platforms too. So.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Mark, go ahead to the jam section. I want to see Page. Wow!
Yeah, I don't know how much the clip is on there, but there'll be more from the show too.
Can you guys play 10 Years Gone?
Yes, we do. That's one of the ones we do from Physical Graffiti.
What about In the Evening?
You know what, too, is we try to do the ones that everybody wants to hear. But, you know, and then throw in those little stems.
I love that song.
What about Trampled Underfoot?
But we'll have to do it. We'll have to do that song for you.
Yeah, does John Paul Jones, the guy John Paul Jones, does he play the organ too?
He does.
Look at him right there.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, there he is. Oh, he's got two keyboards.
He's stacked.
Yeah, he's got the two keys and stuff. But it's a lot of fun. We try to do it as much as the closest as the band. Now, we don't have the tourist pedals, because what John Paul Jones used to do is he would play the bass parts with his feet. Hmm. Now, he's a trained organist. His father played in, was a trained church organist. So he had learned that way. So John Paul Jones is a hard person to emulate.
He's really talented.
All those guys. I mean, this is homework for the rest of our life.
Seriously, are you guys committed? Is Zeptune committed to being a Zeppelin cover band for life?
Yeah, I mean, I've played with, I have original stuff. I mean, there's stuff that's more from my generation. It's like indie and electronic music, which I dig. I love all that stuff.
I don't know if there's a big market for that, but there's a big market for Zeptune.
Are you telling us you're not going to find a Alison Krauss lookalike and go on tour with her and forget the rest of these three forever?
Well, yeah, we could.
That'd be great.
I mean, because I would love to do Battle of Evermore, and that would be...
What about, do you guys play Gallows Pole?
Yeah, Gallows Pole or any of that stuff. And we are actually working on our acoustic set right now.
That's the way. You gotta play That's the Way.
That is the way.
Does your drummer have a son in case he dies that you can replace him?
Oh, great point.
don't say that.
Well, just in case. I mean, John
Bonham. Don't let him take 40 shots.
Bonham didn't mean to die.
That is terrible.
Does he have a kid? There's got to be a Jason Bonham.
We've got to have a kid soon, just in case.
I'm going to have to talk to him about that. You've got to knock somebody up.
No, that's the rock and roll way anyway. Yeah. You all should have illegitimate kids.
No, I know.
Or just say
you
do.
What's so funny? Playing with Jimmy Zachariah from Led Zeppelin, we got a chance to do a Japanese tour together. And you'd be so surprised. Frankie Benelli from Quiet Riot, he was our drummer.
Frankie what? Seriously?
Yeah, Frankie. Yeah, I mean, if you go on...
Zeptune?
So let me just do a shout-out.
Can I ask you a question about Frankie? Was he ill, or is he still ill?
Yeah, he is, and that's the thing. And I just sort of... but he's dear friends of ours, and you know what I mean?
Seriously?
He's going through his thing right now. But we got a chance to do, before he got sick... was a Japanese tour together, so that was a lot of fun. And those guys are really straight, man. They don't do anything. I'm not sure Frankie partied in his day. It was quite right, but you know they really
Kevin Dubrow was not afraid to party.
Yeah, I mean, I come more from, you know, just thinking, well, the music is the high, you know, so.
And the girls!
Yes.
Hey, what about, did Frankie have any good Kevin Dubrow stories? Because he was a massive player.
Yeah, we talked a lot about Kevin. So, Kevin sort of sabotaged himself, but Kevin was a really real dude. That's the thing. He didn't care about, a lot of these people they come off as badasses. They really aren't. They do it for a show, but he really was the real deal, and he got himself in trouble a lot. And so Frankie was there to kind of help. Yeah, they were very close.
I know he went through
friends.
A lot. I know he, as far as real, he did a real lot of cocaine. That's what I heard. A
lot of to get those high A's that he hit.
No, but, he was good. They Quiet Riot. I mean, that was a big band.
Kevin DeBrow is a great singer.
Well, I think they were the first heavy metal band to have a number one record.
Really?
I think they were.
Well,
In
81?
It was 83.
Was 83?
Don't people count Zeppelin as being metal?
That's a good question.
Oh, they never had number one, though.
Yeah, Zeppelin was number one.
I think
they had
Zeppelin's
to be.
A huge really? Band with a
I think they had an
band.
Album or two.
Oh, album.
Yeah. Wow, well, that's awesome.
There must not be that many Zeppelin tribute bands, now that I think about
let me,
it.
Let me give a shout-out. So if anybody wants to check us out, it's on Facebook, it's Zeptoon. And then on Instagram, it's Plural Zeptoon. So if they, you know.
Cool.
Check it out or whatever.
Yeah, you might get a lot of action on that. Now, do you want to give out information to hear your Indian electronic music for the three or four people in my room?
Did you say Indian? Yeah.
What was that niche again?
Yeah, we're working on our new album. The band's called Verado, Verado, and we have some stuff up on Brian Justin Davis. That's my Facebook.
Okay.
So we're working on a new album. We're not doing anything right now, just in respect to everything that's going on. I hope everything all right with you guys.
It's not bad. We've been doing our show. It's tough. We're kind of we got people at different locations doing it on Zoom, so we've managed to figure it out. But I got to go back to Verado. That's a way cool name. What does Verado mean?
Verado was actually a fictitious. Mercury was a fictitious. Person too, I guess, unless it was is the god of speed, speed and speed, right? That was Mercury. So,
don't ask us; it's your band.
Yeah, well, Verado was his buddy, basically his friend, and he's the god of strength and power. But it's also a badass outboard motor for boats.
It is. I was going to say, what about the Mercury Verado, the 6-cylinder 400?
Yeah.
Do you guys water ski in your spare time?
Yeah, I know, right? That's something that would, you know, I definitely would want to put in one of and that's funny.
That's funny.
Verado!
I have to tell the band that.
Yeah. It's better than Daviop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Daviop. Yeah, that's the
have
worst
you ever heard
band.
Have you ever heard of Daviop?
I've heard of the vodka. I never heard of Daviop.
Well,
you know what?
Yeah.
Are they from... No, because you guys are coming from Detroit, so... And there's so much good talent. And White Stripes are from there. Ted Nugent. A lot of good stuff.
Motown, Kid Rock. Yeah, MC5. Yeah, I love the MC5.
Yeah, MC5 for sure. Now, Verado kind of takes from three main bands. We're a three-piece. So Santana, The Police, Zeppelin, definitely the aggression of like MC5 or the Ramones. So it's like new wave and punk rock, but it's got like fusion influences because we're, you know.
Is there any ska in there? Because you said Police.
Yeah, there is. Like, because we're in California, right? So we put a little bit of that edge on there. Like
cool.
The song Trampoline, that's a surfer punk tune, but it's in 15/8. It's like in a weird time signature.
So are the members of Verado also in Zeptune, or are those two different?
Yeah, that's the.
Okay.
Well, what we did is it's just minus Jimmy Page, because I'm on guitar, and we're a multi-instrumentalist band, so if I'm on drums, then Josh, who's the drummer, he goes on keyboard, and then our Ellery, who plays John Paul Jones in the Led Zeppelin trivia, he plays bass and keys.
No,
doesn't Page feel left out?
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard this, I don't know where, but some people are saying that Page, the Page character, is very dismissive of Verado. Is that true?
I haven't heard that. So.
Okay, I know some people are saying it was on
the internet.
It was on the internet, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
he's
jealous.
He's got his own band, though. He's got his
Is it with a fake Paul Rogers?
Hey, man, Paul was an amazing.
Well, no, but they were in the.
It could be Firmness.
Yeah, the Firmness.
Yeah, right.
Firm Tune.
Or Affirm.
If it's Firm Tune.
AFFIRM. Affirm.
Did you ever like that band? You ever like
the Firm?
I wasn't that. Hit or miss.
I just thought Paige could have done better myself.
Yeah.
I was so pumped when Paige and Plant got together. Well, that was awesome.
Riff used to play Radioactive so much. The station we worked at.
I felt like they should have had a better couple of songs than what they did.
Well, with those two guys alone.
There was a cool kind of, I mean, they were trying to definitely channel that 80s thing. And so keeping everything straightforward, but you know,
those two guys, it should have been better. But listen, Brian, good luck to Zeptune.
Yeah, he's on a lot of drugs, too.
that's a factor.
You know.
I wish Zeptune all the luck in the world.
And
we'll
Verado.
Be keeping up
Thank
with you guys.
You.
Yeah, and Verado. And let us know what's going on. If you guys are give her near the East Coast or head
sure.
East.
Give us all. Absolutely. And just real quick, and I'll keep this number, you know.
For sure.
So Verado is Verado. Just regular Verado for Facebook, and it's Verado Music for Instagram. So
cool.
If anyone wants to check that out.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
And nice. The album, our debut will be out in 2021.
Oh, sweet.
Cool.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Good luck
Thank
to you guys.
You guys. I mean, we really appreciate it from the bottom of our heart. And hope everybody's well. And we'll see each other in the new year.
Okay, man. Rock on!
Cool.
Rock on!
Rock and roll!
This is Verado.
Kids out there, they love this stuff.
You know, there's one thing that's hurting him, and it's just poor recording of their live stuff.
Yeah, I thought the Zeptune stuff sounded okay.
It wasn't too bad. They just need better recording.
Year.
No, I know.
Verado's gonna fix it in the studio.
This doesn't sound Verado doesn't sound that bad.
No. You sound like Matt saying that. No.
I sent Maz the TMZ article about the Yankees cheating.
Was he upset?
He wrote back, fake.
No.
I thought that story was real. What's he talking about?
When is this rinky-dink season going to come to an end?
Any day.
I mean, honest to God, I don't remember anybody in Pony League just pulling out of the league going, we're going to suspend it for the year. I mean, that is so utterly, completely lame-o. Okay. Well, we do have a boner line, I know, among other things, but let me just tell you, the things are getting wild. Did I already tell you things are getting wild in Zot, Ford, and Holly?
You did, but can you tell us about Zot, Chrysler,
Yeah, I should probably do that. Talk
Dodge
about
Ram.
Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsInAD.com, and everything is back to normal, full strength. It's like they've come back from being shorthanded in a hockey game. Full strength? Actually, they've got the power play advantage now. They got so many vehicles. Sales and service continue to be as busy as ever. And with their new delivery truck, they're excited to deliver your dreams to your driveway. If you're not comfortable going to a dealership, or we can do all of this on the phone or on Zoom, and then they can deliver it to you. And they've got all the disinfecting and social distancing properly handled. And during their drive forward event at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, they've got the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $188 a month. Jeeps, maybe you want a 2020 loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month, or always a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And Wrangler, right now, get Zot's employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. Speaking of right now, get to DealsInAD.com. Check out all these fabulous deals, offers, opportunities for you, DealsInAD.com. And Mr. Luke Nowacki is looking to help you with your financial future. If you don't have a financial plan, you should. Or maybe you have a specific question like, what should I be invested in right now? Or what should I get out of? What should I sell? What should I buy? Or why can't I save more money? Here's what I do, and here's what my wife does or my partner. And for some reason, we just can't seem to make it. We know we should do better. He gets those visits. And some people just need a third party to help them out, somebody can be honest with. As opposed to your father-in-law or mother-in-law or your dad, you can tell Luke everything. There's got to be that confidentiality factor when you're dealing with someone like Luke Nowacki. So call Luke at 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately on other entities in our marketing names, product service reference here are independent of Reliance Associates Incorporated.
You can ask him any why question, right?
Sure. Ask him
why. Why do you like going down on me?
Anything with why come.
Don't you just file for divorce?
I know why I hate you, because I hate you.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Luke will answer anything with why come in front of it.
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
Why does poop smell, and sometimes it's worse than others?
Why aren't we getting paid for this?
Why don't you go fly a kite with a hole in it?
Why do you do this to me?
Why don't you stay?
Why do Jews play football? To get the quarterback.
Why is soccer so stupid?
I had no idea we had this
many. Why not try AIDS?
Why don't you fly to heaven?
Why would you want to be at the hole?
Why don't you drop the ladder?
Why? You're getting nervous, man.
Why don't you kiss me?
Someone asking Luke.
Why you dress like a school shooter?
Why don't you take a picture of the last longer?
Why you look different?
Why don't you take your floppy penis and go home?
Why take diet pills when you can enjoy AIDS?
Why don't you go tell your mom to shut up?
Why don't you just rope off an area of your house and stay there?
Why is the tree good? Why is the sunset good? Why are boobs good?
I'm not sure all these questions.
Why did I do this?
Are appropriate.
Why is he counting so loud?
But Luke does like to answer questions and solve problems.
Believe me, there's so many more.
Are there really?
Yeah, I'm not.
No way.
I'm not playing anymore.
Oh my god. Well,
why
the boner,
are we getting paid for this?
The boner line is brought to you.
Why don't
by
I have sound?
Manscaped.com. The promo code is Drew. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at Manscaped.com. Boy, a lot of people are buying these things.
Why don't you go tell your mom to shut up?
They've got premium battery. Battery lasts up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. You can just shave your balls for 90 minutes.
Why
if you
don't
want.
You go back to your home on Whore Island?
With that delightful LED light that shows you exactly what you're doing, and the stand, which is unmatchable. The stand is something people take a lot of pride in if they could pick up the Lawnmower 3.0. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com, and they bring you the boner line.
Put me on the boner line.
No.
You guys are talking about the garage bands, and I just wanted to bring up Sonic Rendezvous.
Who are they?
Those guys are fucking awesome out of Ann Arbor, Michigan from the late 70s, and if you listen to some of their music on one of those streaming services, you get a lot of their live music from local pubs and hotels and all kinds of weird shit like that. I thought you might be interested in checking it out.
Please play Freebird!
Calling with a slight correction, Mark said that Killing Me Softly was a song by Lauryn Hill off the album Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It is actually a song by the Fugees off of their album The Score.
What the hell,
right.
Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I know you're in love with that chick who killed the fisherman with those two brothers.
Who's that broad?
And that's cool and all, but I know you watched Ozark, too. That's the Langmores, dude. Totally.
Who are they?
Ruthie, mm-hmm. Boyd, Russ, all three of them. And it's exactly the kind of crime they would commit, too. Crazy.
Maybe TV is right. TV's always right.
One of my absolute favorite things is when Brandon reads out creepy guys' comments on girls' Instagram photos.
What a creep.
I sold my house recently and received a large check, and I went to the bank to deposit it, and they said there'd be a 7 business day hold on the check.
Does that make sense?
I want to start a new account, and that's the way it is.
I think somebody needs to know if Chad Daybell and Lori Vela were praying their little hearts out the day before and the day that the world was supposed to end.
Ah, you ain't dead.
And if they weren't, that should be used as evidence in court that they were all making the shit up.
But check this out, good. Man. Judge should be like, guilty. Peace.
I was listening to a midday local sports show, and some people are saying that they might have taken a bit from you guys. I heard them calling some IRS numbers live on the air. I'm just saying.
How dare you?
I have something new. I think it's a group
audio separated at birth. July 23rd show for Dr. Fauci's first pitch. You all yell at the same time, and it sounds exactly like the Oh the Rotor with Mike's helicopter back from the Rift.
That's kind of funny. Bye-bye. Wait, he's on the mound. He's on the.
The home run turd, the guy that would go around the parks catching home runs and BP and shit.
That's a lot of homers.
What's he doing now? He's got no life. There's no people in the stands. It's kind of funny. I don't know. Maybe give him a call. Yes. See what he's doing now.
Great question.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
We need to hear the Homer Simpson at the bowling alley singing Mr. Roboto.
Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
When it comes to 7-Eleven or Speedway Slurpees, it's Speedway all day. They got the better flavors, too. So chalk one vote up for Speedway.
The convenience stores of Speedway.
Listening to the ass end of the show on Thursday, and Mike was talking about seeing his grandma's big old grandma boobs. It reminded me of a story back in late high school years. Me and another buddy went to pick up another buddy to go golfing, and we were just waiting in his driveway, and it was a sunny day and it was early morning, and he comes out and gets in the car, and his stepmom comes out in what looked like, you know, an older lady nightgown, and she bent over to throw the garbage in the garbage that she had come out. And the sun must have been sitting somehow perfectly. And the next thing you know, it's perfectly outlined stepmom tits.
Boobies.
And we still talk about it till this day.
Dude, your mom is hot.
I love that story.
That's it for today.
There should be a picture to go along with that story, it seems like. Oh, that'd be a little awkward taking a picture. Okay. I think I mentioned.
But yeah, hey, maybe we should, maybe sometime this week or next week, we should give Zach Hample a call.
He must be going nuts.
Yeah, what? I mean, that's his life, isn't it? Catching home runs?
I would bet you anything he somehow has gotten into a park while they're playing.
No.
Although they're supposed to be removed, right? Aren't they supposed to? All
the balls?
Aren't the balls supposed to be removed?
Yeah, because coronavirus on them, possibly.
Yeah, right.
I know, it was so ridiculous.
See, Zach tweeted 4 hours ago. He tweeted, I need some tech help. Does anyone know how to recover a video file, specifically an MP4 with 0 bytes on a Mac? It's a good use of Twitter.
Sounds to me like somebody lost their sex tape.
Stick.
Trying to get it back.
Get the hell out of here. No, I don't have anything better to do than to help you with your stupid problem.
Before that, July 25th, I don't feel any FOMO when everyone is M.O.
When everyone's missing out? He doesn't have any fear of missing out?
That's I understand that. July 23rd. Foul balls are so boring now. I love that because they were always boring. Nobody likes foul balls. And then he did a Twitter poll.
He did? Yeah, did he give any much response?
This is funny because this reminds me of that promo I heard for a CBS show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer seeing empty seats behind home plate or cardboard cutouts of fans?
Oh, really? And how many people responded?
2,200. 2,283.
How many followers does he have? I'm frightened to ask.
I don't want to tell you.
Oh, God.
39,700.
Oh, really?
Followed by some people I know, including Lisa Ann.
What?
Followed by Lisa Ann. Barstool follows him, MLB.
Oh, whatever. Boy, that's a crowded feed when you got that guy dropped in there.
He was really pumped for the beginning of baseball season, so.
Okay,
I
have another great question today.
I already got your answers.
And it has to do with Kanye West. Kanye has done it all now. He's, of course, made all these bodacious statements. He's talked about aborting his kid. Mm-hmm. His wife's a white supremacist. His mother-in-law's a white supremacist. Harriet Tubman is overrated. Slavery was a choice. I mean, on and on and on. But now he's really done it. He made Kim Kardashian cry.
Oh, no.
Did you guys see the picture of her crying in the car?
I did, yes. Yeah.
What?
Let me ask you this. Do you feel any sympathy for her?
I really didn't. I think I thought that she was an uglier crier than I thought she would be. That was the first thing that went through my head.
No, not a good look.
But I'm watching. It's just fascinating to me to watch things like TMZ and these entertainment shows. And even when the news talks about Kanye West, they will tell you that, oh, yeah, he's in the middle of this episode. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, no one can.
He's not responsible for anything.
I don't know how much I believe that.
I don't believe it at all. I don't understand. Why is that? This is a narrative, isn't it, really?
I think he's crazy genius in a way because he's got an album coming out just like last time. He knows what he's doing. He sells the wherewithal to get on the ballot in Illinois and Missouri, and there's another new one where he's on the ballot.
Well, he flies back to his hideaway in Wyoming.
There's a lot of wherewithal in what he's doing.
So I'm watching TMZ, and of course, they're so sympathetic. Oh, my God, he's in the middle of this episode. This is just terrible.
Yeah, because they want to get him on the show.
And they have Dr. Phil on.
What?
Who is not
a doctor.
Is not Kanye's doctor. And he's not a doctor.
Not a doctor at all.
I know.
He has no medical license.
And Dr. Phil declares that, oh, no, what he's saying, it's not volitional. You can't assume that he owns these comments. And I'm going, well, this is really interesting. None of you are a doctor. None of you have talked to him. How do you know this? I mean, it's a real convenient thing to say. And it reminded me of, and, you know, tell me if I'm really off here. It reminded me of when Roseanne Barr went off.
Mm-hmm.
Roseanne Barr, who is bipolar, who has multiple personalities, and Jimmy Kimmel tried to defend her. Jimmy Kimmel said, you know, Roseanne does have a lot of depression, and she's got some issues, and she takes meds. And
Bill Maher as well.
Yeah, a few people did.
Bill Maher's really good friends with her.
And it started this long string of, mental illness does not excuse racism! I mean, the most violent responses. People were mad at Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And they were mad at anyone who defended her. And Ambien, I forgot about this. Ambien actually put out a statement, which is really weird that they would do this. They said, Ambien, racism is not a side effect of Ambien. And I remember at the time thinking, wow, that's unbelievable. Why would Ambien do that? They're just piling on Roseanne.
So ridiculous.
And not only that.
Well, because wasn't she blaming or saying that?
Well, she said she was on Ambien and that she was kind of out of it. And anyway,
bitch was why.
I love it when
she fully apologized, by the way, for everything she did and said, which, you know, at that book she said in particular was about Valerie Jordan, was it? Valerie
Jarrett.
Valerie Jarrett.
Mm-hmm.
And she did make one very rude comment that was, you know, horrible racist and so on and so forth. She completely apologized for it specifically. And her mental issues were pointed out. No one cared. That's not an excuse. Sorry, that doesn't cut it. But with Kanye West, he doesn't even ever have to apologize for the things he says. And people just go, oh, he's an episode, so it's okay.
Yep. Total double
standard. So why is that? Why does he have a shield?
Total double standard.
But why the lack of sympathy for Roseanne Barr and the complete sympathy for Kanye West? They really aren't that different, except Kanye says more crazy shit than she did.
Maybe that's why. I don't know. Like, oh, it's because being crazy again.
I don't think there's that much difference because she has a history of saying weird things, conspiracy theories. Goofy.
She wasn't hated or anything before that.
Hold on. I forgot about something. Like Trump. She liked Trump.
But she wasn't hated because of, like, when Roseanne was coming back, nobody's like, what, the Trump loving? Why are they putting that show on? Nobody said anything like that.
Yeah, I don't remember it that well. I just remember that there was no sympathy, zero, racist, bye. I mean, within the hour, it was over. Kanye West still has a $1 billion deal with The Gap.
Yeah.
How can you carry a sponsorship deal? And it's not like I want them to take it away from him. I don't really care one way or the other. I'm just trying to understand this business of having shields and everybody's so understanding when you do something wrong, but when somebody else does something wrong, nothing ever. They can never do anything again.
Roseanne doesn't make sweet kicks. So.
Or music. Yeah.
Roseanne made winning TV shows.
I'm trying to talk about Iran.
Her show was very successful. Both shows. The reboot was successful. The original show was successful. I don't understand. So because she doesn't make clothes? I mean, that doesn't even make sense. The only thing I can think of is I couldn't help thinking that her being a Trump fan had to have something to do with it. It had to.
Did you know she tweeted stuff about Parkland?
Yeah, she had a lot. There was a lot of crap. I mean, she really wasn't that much different from Kanye West. He has a lot of crap. She has a lot of crap. And they're bad. I mean, to say slavery is a choice, I don't, you know, that was very upsetting to a lot of people.
Well, TMZ helped rebuild his image,
too.
You hear
about slavery for 400 years? For 400 years? That sounds like a choice.
But isn't it kind of fascinating that he can say anything and it doesn't matter? And it's excused. And not only that, he does not apologize. He did apologize for bringing up their personal life. He apologized to Kim, but he did not apologize for what he said otherwise. So, I'm a little kind of,
You never got in trouble for claiming George Bush doesn't care about black people.
No, he didn't.
And if he should have apologized at that time, he really should have apologized to Mike
George
Myers.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
He didn't. But instead, they turned it into a bit. And the next time he showed up on SNL, he's walking through the backstage, and he comes up to Mike Myers, and it was, you know, it was a funny bit.
Well, that was certainly far from the worst thing he said. I mean, some of the stuff he said in the last year has been just unbelievable. But
you know what? He did apologize for that. I didn't know that Kanye apologized for that on the Today Show with Matt Lauer. He's canceled.
Oh, he apologized for...
Well, okay. I guess maybe there was an apology. He expressed regret. And then people got mad because he didn't have it. He shouldn't have apologized.
For saying racism was it or slavery is a choice?
No, that George Bush does not care about black people.
Oh, he did apologize. Oh, okay. He expressed regret. Oh, do we have audio of that? I'd kind of like to hear that.
I'll look for it, yeah.
Matt Lauer. What? Matt Lauer seems like he was
this is really fun.
Done just, like 100 years ago.
Okay, yeah, this is just really funny because I'm reading this off Wikipedia. So he's on Matt Lauer where he expressed regret for his criticism of Bush. Reactions were mixed, but some felt that Kanye West had no need to apology. Quote, and just the reason I'm bringing this up is who the quote's attributed to. Quote, it's not that the particulars of your words that mattered. It was the essence of feeling the insensitivity towards our communities that many of us have felt for far too long. Russell Simmons. A guy who clearly has sensitivity towards people's feelings.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that funny?
You know... The Russell Simmons story is really bad. There's a few
awful.
Of them. And there's multiple females.
There'll never be a reckoning at all.
I haven't heard too much about it.
And you know these movie makers were making this documentary on it, and they were on the victims of Russell Simmons, and they were kind of telling their story, kind of like Michael Jackson. And Oprah was executive producing it, and Oprah starts getting a lot of shit. You know, how dare you? You turned on Michael Jackson. Now you've turned on Russell Simmons. And, you know, you want to bring down black people. And she begged out of it.
Yeah.
And the people who were making it were really pissed. Because it was like, what are you talking about? And Oprah tried to say, well, it wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. And they insisted it absolutely was what she thought. What is she talking about? I mean, they were really angry and befuddled.
Did you watch it? I never watched it, but it's...
I didn't watch it.
It's available.
It is?
It's been out on HBO since May 27th of this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it lost a lot of cachet when she dumped out of it.
Yeah.
It was still at... it was one of the film festivals, and...
it was supposed to be on Apple TV Plus.
Huh. God, I haven't seen that on Apple TV. I haven't even noticed.
No. They backed out when Oprah backed out.
Oh, okay. But it's on HBO?
That ended the deal, so HBO Max picked it up and released it digitally.
Oh, I don't know if I have HBO Max.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah, it's basically them bringing everything under one umbrella.
Okay. Well, anyway, this Kanye West thing is really, really interesting to me. I mentioned earlier that...
Well, once again, it goes back to TMZ rebuilding his image, which they do constantly to people that they need, because they did it after his last time with Slavery is a Choice. They had that full long sit down with Harvey. He doesn't fucking care about Roseanne. He doesn't bring TMZ viewers, which is really ironic considering they're both Jewish.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I'm really quite amazed at Harvey's response to a few things lately that I thought...
But just remember, it's TMZ. The bottom line for TMZ is their access.
No, I understand that,
which
but...
never used to be what that was about. I mean, TMZ, you know, they were launched on Paris being a fart in a mitten, or Mel Gibson's sweet tits.
They were really brutal.
Yeah, I mean, it was all that great stuff. But then once the TV show started, not the evening show, because that still can be fairly salacious, but the live show was really, they need content. So,
but,
and they
but
get
the
it
thing
from
about
celebrities, man.
TMZ is certainly a big player. But they're not the whole ball of wax. I mean, there are a lot of people who don't watch TMZ. And
who else is going to cover that, though? That would really give Kanye a hard time. Who?
Well, look at Twitter. Anybody. You can make a person trend, and you can express all the outrage and, you know, cancel this person. And, I mean, people make all these demands to just be done with people. And no one does that because it's Kanye West, and because he's crazy.
I was going to say, there's the crazy genius of Kanye West. So before he could be canceled, he threatened just to cancel himself from the Adidas deal and Gap, and cost, what, a 6% drop in their stock.
Yeah, I don't. Personally, I'm not sure I believe any of it's genius.
It's all different rules. No, I'm being a little facetious, crazy genius, but it's, you know, it's a double standard.
I don't know how you expect people to play by the rules, the woke rules, when the woke people don't play by the woke rules. It's sort of like the coronavirus shaming. It's like we have people we want to throw under the bus and people that we understand that.
Yeah.
Because that's different, and you're one of us, or I don't know what it is. It's just really weird. And it's not like I'm trying to defend Roseanne. I'm just saying, I mean, she was so done so fast, and yet she has the same mental illness, if not worse, than Kanye West. I mean, she's got a long history of mental illness. Mm-hmm. And it's like, fuck you. Mentally ill. Being mentally ill is not an excuse for racism. But then it is.
What I find interesting is, if you were ABC, would you have gotten rid of her?
Well, I don't know. That's a hard one. I don't know.
It's a really hard one. But if you're Adidas, would you get rid of Kanye?
It depends. If they're sincere, yeah, they would. But they're not sincere.
They're a business. They're not sincere. Right. It's about the fact that those people will still buy the Kanye stuff no matter what he said.
But honestly, when it comes to rap music, for example, there is absolutely a total shield. You can do anything. You can be as misogynistic as you want. You can say the N-word in a friendly way. You can call someone the N-word in an ugly way. You can do anything in rap music, and it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know how this business of, you know, being such sticklers about certain other people, it's just crazy. I don't even know how it works. I'm not sure why people accept it, because you'd think they would always go, well, but you're not serious, because you don't give a shit about this, you don't give a shit about that. I'm apologizing, and
then move on.
Person didn't. And as far as sponsors, you know, going, oh, that's the end of that. And, I mean, usually when it happens right away, you go,
bosses,
oh, my God, that's no more sponsors for you. And with this thing with the Gap is a huge deal. Uh-huh. It's a monster deal. But for some reason, and I don't always think this is bad, it's like, we just accept the totality of Kanye West. He's a really strange, complicated person, and so we go with it.
Is it because he's a, what's the right word, a tastemaker? Is that part of it? And
those brands need,
I mean, the Gap needs Kanye way more than he needs the Gap.
I wonder, well, I don't know how that deal is going. Are they making a killing on his stuff, or? I don't know much about his fashion business.
I don't know, but when was the last time the Gap was looked at as being hip? When they had their swinging music ads out?
I really don't know, and I don't know if he can make them hip, to be honest, because I thought Kanye West, the Gap. Oh, my God, that sounds like, you know, Kmart 20 years ago.
With Martha Stewart?
Or, no, Jaclyn Smith.
Well, Kanye is worth over $1 billion, and I want to say that most of it is because of the prices of those Yeezys.
It's a big
because we've seen tons of people who are who have successful music careers, and they don't reach $1 billion. So, I mean,
they don't.
I think that
especially
fashion,
now.
Those shoes are a pretty big, actually, not just the shoes. I remember him selling just like a regular white T-shirt, $80. And it's like, what?
You know, are you surprised people will spend that kind of money for his shit? Is it that cool?
It's clout. You're able to hang your head high because you got some really sweet gear on.
So he's got the Yeezy Gap brand that's coming in 2021.
And it's overpriced?
Oh, well, I would think that because it's the Gap, it can't be too overpriced.
Goddamn shoes!
But then it seems like it would lose its value if it's not you know, if you don't get the credit for wearing, oh, you got Yeezy whatever, you know, just like phones. Do his shoes sell a lot?
Buy his shoes? Kanye West maintains sole ownership of the Yeezy brand that was recently valued at, anybody want to guess?
I have no idea.
The brand, this bucks? Is not his music, this is his fashion. $2.9 billion.
Holy crap.
Well, okay, so he can be racist and it doesn't matter because he's got enough money.
Because he's got a brand worth $2.9 billion. Yeah, no, that's really the answer to this whole question.
Yeah, what is Roseanne worth? Let's see.
I think Roseanne's
done very well. I mean, she's not chopped liver.
$80 million. Woo!
Yeah, doesn't she have a farm? She live on
a
farm.
Oh, a nut farm?
Yeah, macadamia nut or something. Or am I just confusing her
with Jim Neighbors?
and Stan Caldwanger?
I think she does have a farm of some kind. Yeah.
I don't know if that's
what... That's what my tweet was about!
I'm not really worried about Roseanne. It's so strange because it dawned on me that
it happens all the time.
He says
what
some
about Roseanne.
No, I don't want to be like that. I don't like being that guy.
Does that.
I don't want to be that guy at all. The only reason I'm saying what about Roseanne is because it's almost identical, and the response is like, oh my God, Kanye, we got to get him some help, and this is terrible. Yeah. The poor guy, and nobody's going. Wait, but what the? Listen to what the fuck he said. Whereas Roseanne was like, oh, she's done, it's over, it's... Pfft. I mean, people in the cast, people in the writing staff immediately are insisting that they can't work with her.
Hey, should we try Kanye's vice presidential running mate real quick?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
See if she answers. Maybe she can shed some light on it. What did she yell? What about Roseanne at her?
Oh, that's right. We know it's her number.
Biblical life coach, dental worker, and vice presidential candidate Michelle Tidball. She's got to answer. I don't think we left her a message last time, so...
Michelle Tidball. She's dental practitioner,
biblical life coach, dental worker, and vice presidential candidate.
Biblical life coach?
Yeah. Dental worker.
Biblical life coach, dental worker,
and vice presidential candidate. Okay. Michelle Tidball.
Dental worker.
57.
And VP candidate.
Cody, Wyoming.
Michelle Tidball. That's a cool name. I don't know why.
She does not care about her constituent. I'm telling you, she doesn't want to answer the phone and answer the questions
of
the American people.
Welcome to the message management system.
Give me 20, Tidball! If you're going to run for vice president, you got to answer the tough questions.
If you want to access your own mailbox, please press pound.
I would call my own mailbox. Here, you're going to leave her a message?
Sure.
Enter the number now. It is only possible to use this system if you have a touch-tone phone.
What kind of bullshit system is this?
Enter the number of the person for whom you want to leave a message. If you want to access your own mailbox, please press pound.
Oh, is this her dental practice?
Maybe it's her biblical life coach. Should I just mash it?
Sure.
Enter the number.
Galatians chapter 3.
8, 6, 4,
that's
6,
why I mash.
When you go
8,
back to the Bible.
5.
It's full of wealth.
This is not a valid mailbox. Please try again.
Okay, later, Tidball.
And signs and wonders. It's full of goodness. And it's full of meanness. It's just full of hell on earth. Those are the demons, not the people. I love them.
Hey, what happened to Kanye's gospel tour thing he was doing?
Oh, with Joel?
Yeah.
With my man Joel?
What happened to that?
No.
Yeah, he's just
it
crazy.
Just ended.
It's crazy. He's just, that's Kanye. He's a little wacky.
So I watched this Brian Jones documentary the other night, and I've always been fascinated with Brian Jones because, he's the only Rolling Stone that's been really rubbed out completely.
Oh, yeah.
In 1969, he drowned in his pool, and he had just been kicked out of the Rolling Stones. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of complicated because Brian Jones actually is the founder of the Rolling Stones. He's the one that put the ad in the paper. He's a bluesman, and he's really all about blues. In fact, that's part of his problem with the Rolling Stones is when the Stones started writing pop songs, he's like, this isn't really where I want to go musically. And so I don't know that they really argued, but Keith and Mick took over the Stones. Yeah. I mean, it was just a complete mutiny.
Keith and Mick, they were they in college together? Is that what it was?
No, Mick went to the College of Economics.
Yeah, I thought they both did.
Maybe I don't know if Keith did. Keith went to art school. I know that.
I'm basing that
on
the Mike Rowe podcast.
Well, it's certainly possible. I don't know. But they were young. And, in fact, I picked up this print of Dizo Hoffman's. Dizo Hoffman did photography for the Beatles and the Stones from 62 to 66. It's a picture of the Stones wearing matching outfits. And Brian is standing with his arms crossed as the clear leader of the band. He's in front, and Mick and Keith are in the back row with
Bill
Wyman and Charlie Watts. Yeah, he was in charge.
Oh, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
And, you know, all those blues covers they did in the early days, that was really from, you know, Brian had a lot to do with that. But then they start writing songs. Well, first, Lennon McCartney give them I Want to Be Your Man, which he plays a badass slide guitar solo. Brian Jones was, let's see, who was I going to compare him to? Well, he added all that color to their music. He was a multi-instrumentalist. He could play anything. I know we watched Lady Jane. You guys suffered through Lady Jane and Ed Sullivan. And Brian was playing dulcimer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it really gives those early songs some flavor. I mean, some kind of a classy sound. And the same way with Under My Thumb, he plays that marimba, which, if you listen to, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do, it's not all guitar. There's like a, it's almost like, what does it sound like? I'm thinking of those two, like, wands that they play and hit the...
maracas? Oh, like a xylophone?
It's like a xylophone, but it's called a marimba.
What's the difference between that and a xylophone? I mean, they look the same.
I don't really know. It seems like it sounds the same, too, but it was a very unique sound.
There's some music guy out there going, marimbas are made of wood, and he's very mad at us right now for not knowing the difference.
I can't picture him playing the marimbas, but he did. And then... he played the theremin, he played the mellotron,
love the theremin.
He played the piano, he played backward guitar, too, on 2,000 Light Years from Home, which is when they start getting psychedelic. He's very forward-thinking musically.
The theremin's the kind of instrument that I think I could learn how to play pretty quick.
I do, too. That sound good vibrations. That's that weird sound of good vibrations.
Yeah.
He plays...
Radiohead uses a lot of theremin. Of course they do.
He also played the harp on Not Fade Away... And Little Red Rooster, he plays a mean slide guitar in there, and he also plays the harp before Mick played the harp. Mick later would play the harp.
Do you mean the harp, or do you mean the harmonica?
The harmonica. I mean, same difference.
There he is. You know who else played the harp? Elizabeth.
Mark. Oh, yes, yes.
That's a different harp.
Yeah, the mouth harp. Well, anyway, put on Little Red Rooster. It's very Brian Jones driven. He really was a big force, and he was a big part of their sound. And in fact, you know, Mick Taylor replaced Brian Jones in 69, and Mick Taylor is given credit for a lot of their sound from 69 to 75.
That's a good sound.
Yeah, this is 64. I mean, stuff didn't sound like this.
I am the Little Red Rooster. Too late to crow for day.
Do the chickens have large talons?
I am the Little Red Rooster.
They also had George Harrison started playing the sitar on Norwegian Wood and some of the early Beatles songs. Well, Brian Jones picked
sometimes
up the sitar.
You gotta remind the hen who the rooster is.
So he plays sitar and painted black.
Keep everything in the farm.
And Painted Black has a very cool sound, and I think he plays sitar on...
Stones ever get crap for stealing a bunch of blues music from black blues players? Because Jimmy Page seems to get a lot of crap from flat-out stealing them.
Jimmy Page...
Yeah, plagiarized. But
he really stole a lot of music.
This is a pretty straight cover.
This is a cover, yeah. They covered stuff, and they also befriend a lot of those people. They recorded at Chess Records in Chicago. So they kind of embraced it. And had people open for them who were their heroes. But anyway, Brian was a big part of the Stones flavor. And his life in the Stones, it's really kind of sad because here's a guy who thinks he started the band, feels like he started the band, and then he isn't really the guy leading the band. And then did he pull chicks. Anita Pallenberg might be the hottest of all the muses of rock and roll. And she ended up... Brian got sick. Brian, Keith, and Anita were traveling through, I think it was Morocco. And Brian got sick, and I guess he said, why don't you guys go on and I'll catch up to you? Because he wanted to, I guess, sleep for a while. Well, by the time he caught up to him, Keith had Keith's penis had been inside Anita's.
Crazy.
So,
I don't know, it was an accident. Or what? Yeah, he fell penis first. Brandon, will you pull up her who dated who? Did she date bang a lot of guys back
she
then?
She banged Mick, Keith, and Brian. I know that.
Yeah, but outside of the Stones?
I'm not sure in terms of rock and roll people. She must have, though. I know she Anita Pallenberg, later on, she gave birth to Keith's first son, Marlon Richards, and then she had another son with Keith, I believe, and they were living in Connecticut in the mid-70s in a house that Keith bought them, like some giant mansion, and Anita had a 17-year-old boyfriend. She was 35 or 36. She had a 17-year-old boyfriend who shot himself in the head in her bed.
Not so good. Yeah. Well, that took a turn. That story took a turn.
It got a little messy.
So Brandon's got her Who Dated Who up there, and it's a lot of famous Italian people for the most part.
Yeah.
I wondered who came after Keith and Brian and Mick.
So Brian Jones and then Keith Richards and then Mick Jagger.
And then Keith
Richard
after Mick.
Lloyd.
Keith retapped. Richard Lloyd, okay. Scott Cantrell. Wait,
that's it.
That can't be it.
Who's Richard
Lloyd? She could not have been closed for business at that point.
Hey, I want to say Richard Lloyd for is a 17-year-old because he looks pretty young.
He looks like Ed Furlong.
Yeah, I think I believe that is the guy that killed himself.
I didn't know on Who Dated Who you can give thumbs up or thumbs down to people. Why does Mick Jagger get 9 thumbs down and 6 thumbs up?
Because she cheated on Keith.
Oh, okay. Well, what does Keith have? Oh, he's got 135 thumbs up and 7 down.
So, yeah, she would, but oh my God, look at her in, look at pictures of her in the 60s when she's with those guys. Yeah. She's so pretty. Yeah. She's really hot and she's very thin.
Now, is this the one that's, like Rolling Stone, Life and Death of Brian Jones? Did you say that already?
I believe that. I don't remember the title. It's new, though. Hmm. It's fairly new. And they had a lot of people from that period who talked about him and, you know, he was falling apart. He was addicted to pills and booze. And, in fact, there were times where he was begging to be hospitalized, which guys didn't do in that day, but he knew he was really out to lunch. And the feeling was on the last couple albums, like Beggar's Banquet and the one before that, was it Between the Buttons or was it the Sgt. Pepper's follow-up? I can't remember. But anyway, that he didn't do much. And the documentary said, no, he did. He played, and they had some studio sessions they were showing where he was playing quite well. But I think the Stones felt bad about dumping him, especially when he died almost immediately after they dumped him.
Well, here's the thing. Have you ever seen the movie... it's called Stoned, and it was from 2005. It's an actual movie about Brian Jones. That's the movie that I watched that movie.
From 2005? Really? I'd like to see that. I want to see that movie.
That's kind of how I got to know Brian Jones through this movie. And obviously, spoiler alert, he passes away at the end of the movie.
Yeah, as he did in my movie. My documentary passed away, too, in 1969.
But this movie really
focuses on... Did he drown in that movie, too?
This movie really focuses on, like, the handyman guy that he lets stay with him.
Oh, yeah.
Discovers him in the pool. And almost... And I think they have, like, an alternate scene where it shows that handyman killing Brian Jones.
Okay, I think... This is crazy. But I think the handyman confessed to drowning him on his deathbed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Frank Thorogood?
I believe that's him.
Yeah.
And he was kind of a rough character.
Well, here, this says Thorogood allegedly confessed the murder to Rolling Stones driver Tom Keelock, who later denied this. That is from, looks like Bill Wyman.
There was a deathbed confession about Brian Jones. I thought it was him, but he was...
The movie Stoned, it insinuates that Thorogood did, in fact, drown him and kill him.
And he was doing work on Brian's house, which was quite a palace. And it sounded like he was working really slow and... making a lot of money. Brian was not in charge of his being at that point.
Brandon's favorite movie, Stoned. You want to guess its Rotten Tomatoes ratings? Either one of you guys?
I'm going to say, let's see, critic and viewers. I don't think many people would have signed up for this. So.
I'd probably say 30-30.
Oh, was that bad? I thought you liked it.
I mean, I didn't think it was that great of a movie, but I learned what I know about Brian Jones through that movie. And it does, what I do like about it is it does explain and recreate how Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, how they came to his door and told him, you're out of the band, dude. You're going to get this much money. And
I'll give you a hint. That. I'll give you a hint for the thermometer. The San Francisco Chronicle movie reviewer's quote is almost so bad it's good. Almost.
I'll say 21 for the critics, and I'll say the viewers because they like Brian Jones if they're watching it. I'm gonna say they're gonna give him a 54.
You did better than I thought you would. 14 from the critics, 45 from the audience.
Okay, that's all right. I'll take that.
Proud of yourself?
Yeah, I am. I kind of want to watch it anyway.
So what else from the documentary?
Well, I think they spent more time on the fact that, you know, many of those songs from 64 to 69, they had a lot of good flavor on them, and it came from him. I mean, Keith was a great guitarist.
So he clearly just doesn't get enough credit, if
I don't
any
think so.
Credit whatsoever. For
because I love all the songs that you know, they refer to that he was heavily involved in. In fact, some they said he probably should have gotten credit on. Like The Last Time, that's his riff, that do-do-do-do-do-do at the beginning. Under My Thumb, 19 Nervous Breakdown, Mother's Little Helper. He plays the tambora, and he plays a slide guitar. No Expectations on Beggar's Banquet, the one he supposedly did not contribute to. He plays a great slide guitar in that. Paint It Black, We Love You. He plays Mellotron, and he plays horns. And that's a song Lennon and McCartney are singing on.
Here's a fun thing. He, according to Marian Faithful, that Brian Jones wrote an early version of Ruby Tuesday and presented it to the group. And they're like, meh. And then Keith took it over.
Yes, and got credit for it.
Got total credit for it.
There's another song. I'm trying to think. Is it? I think it's a song about heroin. I can't think of the title. But Marian Faithful wrote half the song with Mick, and she did not get credit. Huh. And she was homeless and addicted to drugs. She was so hot, too, Marian Faithful was. She had a hit with Ruby Tuesday. I think she put it out before the Stones did, I believe.
Did you know that they wrote a 30-second Rice Krispies jingle for Kellogg?
I did not.
Oh, come on. We've played it before, right?
We have?
Yeah, wait, it came in on the Bora line.
The Stones wrote it?
It was performed by the Rolling Stones Incognito. It was credited to Jones, but it did not sit well with the rest of the band, who felt it was a group effort, which they should all benefit equally.
Rice Krispies!
Oh, that's awful.
I don't know if I would have wanted to take credit for that.
No.
Here, let me see if I can get the full song, the full Saturday morning commercial. Let's see.
Your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says Rice Krispies to you, and you, and you. Pour on the milk and listen to the snap that says it's
nice.
Pour on the milk and listen to the crackle of that rice. Get up in the morning to the pop that says it's rice. Hear them talking crisp, Rice Krispies.
They should honestly perform that live. Just put it in the set list. That'd be funny. Why not? People would get off on
it. It'd be
that.
Funny. Anyway, so I'm reading up a little bit about the Brian Jones today, and I bumped into this clickbait, but I jumped on it because it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It was about rock and roll muses, the ladies of the, and Brian Jones keeps coming up in here, but there were some interesting ones that I wasn't familiar with. One was named Francois Hardy, Francoise, quite hot, by the way, French pop singer. And
she sounds hot.
She was hot. She's very popular in France. Huge in France, not very well known anywhere. What?
Look at her.
Oh, that's now. Oh. She's 74. She just was in a coma for like 2 years.
What?
Yes. Well, and she came out of the coma and put out another album.
That's the first picture that pops up when you type in her name.
Well, that's not when Mick and Keith were after her. In fact, she had almost the entire Beatles and Stones tried to nail her, I guess. John Paul, George, Mick, Brian Jones, and Keith, all of them. And Bob Dylan, apparently, was with her for a while, and they said that on one occasion he was so obsessed with Francois, he refused to take the stage until she showed up.
Wow, no, she's very hot. She's very waifish, though. She would not
she's very thin.
Should not be your first choice, believe me.
B.B. Buell, which, of course, Steven Tyler, she had...
That Liv Tyler's mom?
She had Steven Tyler's baby, and Todd Rundgren said he was the father because Steven Tyler completely ditched her. Iggy Pop, Jimmy Page, Rod Stewart, Elvis Costello. In fact, she was Penny Lane Penny Lane was based on her in the movie Almost Famous. And then, Rosanna Arquette, Rosanna from Toto, and In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. She was with Peter Gabriel when he wrote In Your Eyes, which is a big song. Edie Sedgwick.
It was originally Between Your Thighs. That was the original song.
Hot. Edie Sedgwick from the Warhol days. She dated Dylan for a while, and allegedly he wrote Just Like a Woman which I don't think is very complimentary, by the way. And Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat about Edie Sedgwick.
I don't know that first song.
Just Like a Woman?
Yeah.
She makes love just like a woman, but she braids like a little girl. Anna Gordy Gay, Marvin Gaye's wife, and Berry Gordy's daughter. He wrote Pride and Joy, Stubborn Kind of Fella, That's the Way Love Is, about her. Nico, of course, yep. From the Velvet Underground, Iggy, Lou, Brian Jones again. By the way, her father was used for experiments in a Nazi concentration camp.
Really?
Yes. Which didn't go very well.
That's not good.
Then Justine Frischman. I was familiar with her because she was a Damon Albarn for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I guess some Swede songs are about her. And then she was in Suede with Brett Anderson. And a lot of people feel when he broke up with her and she left the band for Damon Albarn that Suede became much better. And then Kate Moss, Pete Daugherty. Yeah. I forgot about Pete Daugherty and Kate Moss. And then
Johnny Depp, too.
Johnny Depp, Jamie Hintz of The Kills, and Sharona Alfren. That was Doug Feiger's girlfriend, My Sharona. Sable Starr, Richard Hell, Johnny Thunders, Iggy Pop, David Bowie, Robert Plant. Jane Bainter is the Jane Says girl from Perry Farrell's girlfriend.
Weird story.
Yeah, it's a weird story, and she
died. Didn't she die?
No, she's alive.
She is.
She was a model, and she got into. She was good friends with those guys.
Wasn't she deep into heroin?
Yes, she was for a long time till I think 2000, and long after she had not hung out with them. But I guess she had, and a lot of these girls, especially these models, it sounds like they really affect the. Guys from a fashion standpoint, they're very involved in their look.
What a bunch of...
I know. Marion Ilhan was Leonard Cohen's girlfriend for a long, long time, and I guess he wrote a lot of his songs about her. Bird in the Wire, So Long, Marianne, her name. And, God, I read a story about that, and Leonard Cohen wrote her a letter like 3 days before he died telling her he looked forward to seeing her in the afterlife.
Weird.
I mean, yeah, they were, I guess, each other's favorite.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Then there's Kathleen Chitty, who broke Paul Simon's heart badly. He wrote Homeward Bound about her and also Kathy's song.
Great song.
Chitty?
Say what?
Her last name is Chitty?
Chitty. Chitty. He would probably call her Kathy Chitty.
Chitty Bang Bang?
Let's see. Oh, Holly Woodlawn is the girl that Lou Reed, the guy who dressed up as a girl that Lou Reed wrote Walk on the Wild Side about. She was his partner for a while. And she said she did, what is it? The lyrics in the song are literally things that she said, I believe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She learned how to shave her legs hitchhiking or something like that. I can't remember the words. Hmm. But, anyway, it was kind of a cool
click. Forgot about Angela Bowie.
Angie.
Yeah.
Angie.
Did you mention Sweet Connie?
Sweet Connie from, from Arkansas. Bill Clinton got an HJ from her.
That's right.
And she also, she had all the band, and that's a natural fact.
Pam DeBarge.
An American band. Yeah, Pam DeBarge, I don't know why she wasn't on this list. You know, the girl
most
that...
The famous one, though, is Patty Boyd.
Patty Boyd, yeah, she's on the list for George, Eric Clapton, and apparently Ron Wood's penis snuck inside her at some point.
I'm going to tell you something, and this is going to eat up, I bet, a lot of your night and probably tomorrow, but there's a whole podcast called Muses.
I have listened to it.
I've listened to multiple episodes.
Yes, sometimes it's good.
Their topics look really good, and their discussions look like they could be interesting.
Something was written about Patty Boyd. Layla was written about Patty Boyd. Yeah. And Wonderful Tonight was written about Patty Boyd. Freak. And her sister Jenny Boyd also was nailed by Eric Clapton, Donovan, and Mick Fleetwood. And Jennifer Juniper by Donovan is about Jenny Boyd, her sister. Yes, and there's a third Boyd sister.
What?
But I don't think she got around like Patty and Jenny.
So Ranker.com is where anybody can go there and just upvote, downvote, you know, based on whatever the topic is. And then it ranks them. So there is a ranker on the all-time greatest muses of the music world. Number one is Francois Hardy. Number two is Linda McCartney.
Well, a lot of songs written about her. I mean, Yoko's in there, too, because Yoko had a lot of songs written about her. I know.
Yeah, yeah, Patty Boyd, Marianne Faithfull.
Yeah,
easily.
BB.
Oh, Marianne Faithfull, by the way, let me stop you, because she is the subject of Wild Horses, You Can't Always Get What You Want, Let's Spend the Night Together, and also Sympathy for the Devil, allegedly.
Yeah, and then Jerry Hall.
Mick Jagger, Miss You, is about her.
Yeah, Caroline Kennedy.
Sweet Caroline is written about her.
It's really not amused.
I know. She's not amused.
Isn't she 12?
She was in a picture riding a horse in her full horse riding regalia.
She was a child.
I know.
She's a child.
Ellie Berry should be canceled.
Ellie Berry be so
Red Sox should be canceled.
Ellie McPherson is Uptown Girl.
Oh, yeah. And Christy Brinkley thought it was about her.
I didn't know that.
Billy Joel met.
What?
Billy Joel was on an island somewhere, and he met these three people hanging out. Elle McPherson, Christy Brinkley, and Whitney Houston. It's like, what's Whitney Houston doing? Elle McPherson and Christy Brinkley? That seems weird. But anyway, he nailed Elle McPherson first.
Who would you rather nail?
What?
Yes. And wrote Uptown Girl about her. And then dumped her for Christy Brinkley. And Christy Brinkley thought it was about her.
Well, she's in the video.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a player.
I know.
You know who else is on this list?
He nailed Elle McPherson.
Yes.
Drew Barrymore.
What? Drew Barrymore. Who did she muse?
I'm trying to see. It says Brother Minor. Ajmakaj.
Oh, she was married. She was the guy from the Strokes.
Maybe. Yes, I think she was.
Bruce Fine.
I forgot to mention Joni Mitchell, who was with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and not young.
Ooh.
And also Judy Collins is the subject of Sweet Judy, Blue Eyes. That was mentioned.
They also list here Courtney Love and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Courtney Love has a little more history than that. Well, Billy Corgan, Julian Cope, Kurt Cobain. And Disappear by the Pumpkins is supposedly about her. Hmm. And Heart-Shaped Box, I'll Stick Around, and You Know You're Right.
And with Taylor Swift, it says that all these guys nailed her, and they've all written songs about her. Ready? Harry Styles, Owl City's Adam, John Calvin, Harris, John Mayer, Joe Jonas, and then even they say that Katy Perry has written songs about her because she hates her so much.
Wait, about who?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift, yeah.
And the Jonas Brothers just go away. God.
And Kanye's written about her. Justin Bieber.
Kanye banged her?
No. This isn't the banging section. Yeah. This is the writing section.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Aren't there any male muses?
Of course not.
God.
What if there are? There must be.
Ooh, trying to think. You got to think of the female art. Well, no. Well, you just mentioned Taylor Swift.
Sheryl Crow must have written about somebody.
Could be.
Oh, she's been with some.
She wrote a song about Lance Armstrong.
Oh, here's a
Cameron Crowe.
Here's 10 amazing female artists and their male muses.
There you go. Let's hear them. Okay. Brandon.
Sorry.
That was gross.
You know what?
Did Brandon fart during our interview today?
He did. He's been farting nonstop.
Which interview did he fart during?
He got the biggest plate of dinner I think I've ever seen. That. It was almost a two-plater, wasn't it? What was on there? You scarfed it down.
It was fucking awesome.
Was it delivered by a hand or was it a person?
Delivered by a hand. And honestly, Drew, the plate should have been like this big.
Pesto chicken.
God, it was just piled on?
It was piled on.
On a bed of rice with
I think someone is trying to disable Brandon by making him so huge that he can't move.
He'll never be able to get out of the basement. Without the Walter Hudson a door.
Ah, boy.
And scratch this last list because those muses happen to be, it's about painting and not music, so my bad.
Dumb.
Okay.
At least you got that fart in there.
I saw this thing today about Jefferson Starship has a new song, and I was like, what? Jefferson Starship?
Just what the world's been waiting for.
And it sounded like a Jefferson Starship song that would be a hit.
Oh, gross.
If that's possible. And it was co-written by Grace Slick, which they made a big deal about, and I'm like, what? Because I thought Grace Slick was singing on it, but she's not. And then they start talking about the song. Old white men have had their turn. Thousands of years, what have we learned?
Here,
bashing old white men. And then they go on to say the singer and Grace Slick were watching the women's march when they wrote it. It's like, get out of here. Get this out of here.
Are they trying to make the worst
get
song
out
ever?
Out of here.
All right, here it is.
Starting by being Starship.
Here's the new song. Yeah.
Rock and roll. That is actually Grace Slick.
All right, I'll get the real one.
their EP is out. They're putting out an EP? Who puts out an EP these days?
God, they are trying to get no attention for this song.
Anyway, get it out of here, Starship. Get it out of here.
God, is that awful.
I swear, it sounds like a Starship, a bad Starship hit to me.
It's a parody.
It's a song from Mannequin, Never Gonna, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
Nothing's Gonna Stop Us, Nothing's Mannequin Gonna theme. Stop Us Now.
I always think of it as the Mannequin.
Breaking news whoa, whoa. With Mort Krim.
Oh my God, what happened?
I hope you're sitting down. Thomas Markle has broken his silence.
Oh, I'm so pumped. Do we have any audio?
In the headline, no, there's no audio. This is with The Sun in the UK, and the headline is, Prince Harry... He's not a prince anymore. Unemployed Harry and Meghan Markle told to stop whining. There is a pandemic by her father, Thomas. Meghan's dad, Thomas Markle, last night warned the royal couple, quote, this is the worst time in the world to be whining. An estranged Thomas admitted, I love my daughter, but I don't really appreciate what she's become right now. Please tell me he's going to be on with Piers Morgan tomorrow morning.
Well, last time Pierce, I think, did a good job in trying to bridge the gap. Maybe he just wants to lay a couple guys.
He criticized the timing of the new book because of COVID-19. He said, this is the worst time in the world.
I don't know the story.
For them to be whining and complaining about everything because people everywhere are suffering due to the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Markle said, apparently Meghan has made deals with the paparazzi. She's planned it regarding the book.
Oh,
this fucking book. Let me skim this.
It's such bullshit.
The fact that the royals advised them to... Okay, yeah. Well, that's good, though. I'm glad he's giving her shit back.
Hell yeah.
Because there was a big thing in the book about how she was in the bathtub and she just couldn't keep hitting send all night and sent him an email and he never got back. Blah, blah, blah.
I can't believe there's commerce with her. Why does anyone want to buy anything that has anything to do with that idiot?
From the book, it said she left him dozens of messages telling him a car would take him to the Los Angeles airport so he could fly to London for the ceremony. But despite her barrage of voicemail and texts, he refused to get in the waiting vehicle.
He had a heart attack.
And he did not respond to messages after she called him, quote, at least 20 times. I don't believe that aspect of the story.
He could have died. She was trying to kill him by making him fly.
Attempted murder.
Exactly. She should be charged. Damn it.
Yeah, that's pretty much all. He just wants him to, A, stop whining because coronavirus.
You know, there was some breaking news earlier, and it just got delayed because we had so much going on today. But Amber Heard has broken her silence also.
Yeah, shoot.
Out in front of the courthouse. And the great thing is that apparently Amber Heard thinks that she has enough support that she could pull this off. But no, all the people there are Johnny Depp fans.
Yeah, he was cheered when he was going into the courtroom today.
All these chicks had flowers to hand to him. Oh my God. It was like a Johnny Depp fest.
And here she
Depp stock.
Here she is leaving... she's in the car pulling away from the court, and this is the crowd. This is the audience.
Yeah! Boo! Boo! You fake! Phony! Took a shit in his bed! Boo! Bitch!
I don't know what I like best, the girl who's actually doing the two thumbs down at the car or the one who's just giving it the finger right next to the window. What? What are you doing?
They're mad at her.
What? But enough
they're
to go
angry
out
with
there.
Her.
Oh, okay.
She was mean to Johnny. She threw liquor bottles at him.
No, don't get me wrong. She's atrocious, but I don't know if I would go out there and boo.
I got to tell you, I think she has, if she thought that she was helping her case.
Yeah.
By showing up, you know, before she was on the stand, she was there every day, and walking out hand in hand with her new girlfriend.
Hot.
Yeah, which was hot. But I don't know, she looked so smug to me. She was smiling like, you know, like she was at a premiere.
Yeah.
And I just thought she looked wrong. Depp did not look like that at all. Depp looked like, oh boy, here we go another day.
He's wearing a mask, too.
He was.
And some accessories. I'm sure he had some bangles on and a 3 or 4 necklaces, 4 earrings, 7 rings, and an ankle bracelet.
He does. He had sunglasses on, too. Looking pretty sharp.
And a hat and a scarf.
They nailed her for lying so many times. It was just ridiculous. I don't know what the jury's going to do, though, because they both were so toxic. I mean, it was just such a horrible relationship, it sounds like.
Neither of them are on trial. It's the tabloids that are on trial. They're the defendants, right? Isn't he suing the tabloids?
Yeah, technically, but there's a suit in America, too, that is against her.
Yeah, but this one in particular is about the tabloids there.
Yeah, this did not help either one of them at all.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Do you want to hear her speech outside?
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm sure it was well received.
He didn't give a speech, but she gave a speech because she's just the witness in it.
I traveled here to the UK to testify as a witness to assist the court. After obtaining a restraining order in 2016 and finalizing my divorce, I just wanted to move on with my life. I did not file this lawsuit. And despite its significance, I would have preferred not to be here in court.
Of course you would have preferred that.
It has been incredibly painful to relive the breakup of my relationship.
You're shitting in his bed.
My truth questioned.
Oh, your truth. Fuck your truth.
And the most dramatic and intimate details of my life with Johnny.
Especially those where you were out of hand.
And broadcast to the entire world. I stand by my testimony, and I now place my faith in British justice.
Well, why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags?
I am aware of the precious resources being consumed by his litigation.
What? What does that mean?
And I will be glad
that he's wasting everyone's time and money.
Redirected to more important legal matters delayed by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Or her poops.
Oh, don't bring up COVID-19. That's nothing to do with it.
I appreciate the dedication, the hard work, and support of the defense legal team, as well as my U.S. and U.K. lawyers.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Exactly.
I also wish to extend my thanks to the very diligent and kind court staff and the police, who have been so sensitive in ensuring my safety, my protection.
So your protection? You're the one that goes around hitting people, you idiot.
And finally,
you take forever to say nothing.
Thanks for all of the tremendous and overwhelming outpouring of support that I have received.
You have not gotten an outpouring. There's no outpouring.
Yeah. You mean those people booing
you? That's fiction.
You have given me so much strength. And I send it back to you.
Wow, she's on another planet.
Thank you.
Boo! Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
She did not have an outpouring of support. That's hilarious that she would even say that.
Well, and as a lot of people pointed out, it was a libel case, and she didn't really have to be there.
No, she wanted to.
Yeah.
She's fighting for her life, actually, because whatever happens in this case will impact his case in the United States. Yeah. And it's all because, honestly,
and people are booing her while she's speaking too.
I don't know if this would have happened if she had not written the op-ed in the Washington Post about domestic violence.
Not at all.
As if she is the sort of the perfect victim to express the horrors of domestic violence.
We believed it. I mean, based on the videos and everything, we believed her.
Well, that's why Johnny Depp could no longer stand it. Yeah. He was livid.
I mean, he's no angel.
Of all the people they could have used.
He's no angels, which is why it was kind of easy to believe it. That one video is pretty wild out of context.
But then the audio of the deposition comes out where she is forced to acknowledge numerous times where she started being physical with him. And every time it happens, too, she minimizes it like, oh, that didn't hurt, or, oh, I can't punch.
Like an abuser would.
Yeah. And all these times where the bodyguards said that he wanted to be removed from her because he feared her. And she would insist that, no, you cannot leave. And she accused him of, what did she say? That, oh, every time there's a problem, you just want to split. Because he didn't want to listen to her shit.
I think my favorite story that came out during this whole trial, aside from the poop story, because that was just wonderful.
Yeah, and that was human poop.
It's a story about the security guard who had to buy Johnny Depp's phone back after Amber Heard threw it off a balcony. Did you hear that story?
No. You mean from some fan who picked it up?
Well, not quite a fan. The actress threw her husband's iPhone in a rage after a fight on her 30th birthday, then begged their L.A. building staff to help find it and trace it back with the app on another phone, you know, the Find My Phone app.
Oh, right, right, right.
When I entered the residence, Amber explained to me that she had thrown Johnny's cell phone and the wallet containing it off the balcony the night before, according to the security guard. The Find My Phone application indicated Johnny's phone was somewhere in the streets below the balcony of the residence. So he started looking around, but he couldn't find it in his first search, so he started asking several homeless people if they had it.
Oh, boy.
One homeless man admitted he had the phone and was willing to give it back for a price. Now, I gotta say, I don't think this homeless man understood the leverage that he had right now.
Oh, man.
So what do you, you care to guess what he exchanged it for? I mean, he there's a couple items.
At least $200.
Oh, yeah, way more than that.
Okay, $5,000?
$425 in cash. 3 chicken tacos, 2 bags of chips, 2 apples, and 4 bottles of water.
Oh, sweet.
Couldn't he just got $500 in cash and bought the other stuff?
Yeah, he had no idea.
What a windfall, though.
Wow.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
We might need to get in touch with a Mr. Monkey Mobile Mel.
Oh, what?
A Batmobile Barry, who, by the way, I just re-listened because I listen to all of our old shows. Mm-hmm. And
Barry,
I'm a month behind.
That sounds great.
In that episode, I was laughing out loud. Batmobile Barry.
He's great.
Or Kevin Adell, because we have 3 new vehicles that are up for auction. A 1981 DeLorean customized as Back to the Future Time Machine. A 1959 Cadillac customized as the Ghostbusters Ectomobile.
Oh,
Ecto
that's
1.
Cool. I want that.
Should we call Mel?
And the 1995 Chevrolet Caprice Classic customized as a Batmobile. All 3 of these cars are now on auction because some dude got in trouble in Ohio.
I'm having
so it's actually close. It's at Canal Fulton, Ohio. Might be Canal, but but yeah, apparently on August 1st, you can be the owner of one of these.
What are they going for? Do we know what they're going for? Do we have any idea? That's the newer Batmobile. That DeLorean's sweet. I want that.
It's not the newest, though. It's the Tim Burton Batmobile, so it's, you know, it could go.
No, that one's dumb. I don't want that one.
It's not that dumb.
Yeah, I don't like that car either.
No, it's stupid. It looks like a penis in the front.
The original Batmobile is so cool.
Okay. But that DeLorean looks sweet. Plus, you can travel in time travel speed in it.
I just know that Batmobile Barry.
I want to see that movie.
Who. Batmobile Barry is maybe interested in getting, adding to his collection, and he probably wants to catch up with Mel.
Speaking of sweet cars, check out this one, Drew. That's up for auction. This is an Econoline van, a Ford Econoline.
Not the A-Team van, is it?
No, this is a McDonald's Ford Econoline van that's up for auction.
Wait, whose car was it?
So, I don't know, someone's car. They're offering it on a classic car site, but it's a McDonald's van. My mom sent me this news story. It's a Fox News story from Arizona because we had a van just like it. Look at that thing. It's customized. See, it's got the arches. That thing pulled out to a couch. I spent a lot.
I'm going
to
put out a bid for it?
Well, I would. It's not that expensive. It was previously listed on eBay for only $4,200.
Seems like your mom is pretty geeked for it.
That thing, I told my mom, I replied to it, and I said, that's definitely not ours because ours had a TV inside, and this one doesn't have a TV.
Ooh.
Who's going to buy that crap?
What a spoiled brat we were.
Did you go on vacations in it?
Oh, fuck yeah. I remember spending the night in there before we saw the spaceship launch in like 84.
Oh, cool.
Down in Florida.
Wow.
And my parents took my grandma was with us. And my parents took her because she didn't believe that the moon landing was real. It was part of the reason, part of the reason to show her. Prove you wrong, Grandma. She loved it. She believed after that, so it worked.
Well, there was today's story about McDonald's closing 200 stores, which I just don't remember. Does McDonald's close stores very often?
Oh, they do. They prefer not to.
I mean, in that quantity, though?
Well, half of them are inside Walmarts. And it sounds like the plan was always to do that, and they just accelerated because the second quarter sales were just atrocious and missed their mark. So the stock got hammered today and pulled the whole Dow down.
I feel like we just do not have a handle on what's going on with the economy. I mean, obviously, it's not the end of the world, but there's so many strange things going on. Like, who would have ever dreamed that New York would just sink? I mean, New York seems like it's just one of those places. People just want to live there. They just always want to live there. And I would assume New York probably will come back. I don't know how soon.
It's too expensive.
No, it's really expensive.
If you make 100 grand and you live in Manhattan,
that's not enough.
Well, you're not.
You're broke.
You're not getting anything for that either because there's nothing going on right now. And plus, you can work at other places.
That's what's interesting about that is that people experience a couple months where they're paying really high rent and they don't have, you know, that whole social world right in front of them. I mean, that incredible urban experience. Rent. And they just almost immediately.
Damn high.
They just immediately say, I'm out.
Yeah.
And they can. They can break leases. They don't have to pay rent. I mean, no one has to pay rent. In fact, I don't know why anyone in New York is paying rent.
In New York? Because federally it's over, right? Isn't it?
Oh, is it?
I thought.
Oh, you're right. Federally it's over. But I think New York has a. I think there's a state.
Most states do. I don't think this one does. Michigan does not.
No, but I think New York does. Because they said that, I think it was 2 out of 5 people had not paid rent in 3 months. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the rents are going way down. 500,000 people, that's the last I heard. They said people were still scurrying out of New York.
Would you pay rent if you didn't have to? That's kind of the problem with it. Shouldn't you prove that you can't afford to pay rent right now as opposed to just not,
you know,
just not being able to pay rent?
It's. I think some people, if it was not a big deal, would just pay their rent because some people do the right thing. But it sounds like a lot of people are not paying rent. And, you know, if they're moving and they've got to get a new residence, that's not always cheap. But they said a lot of people are moving to Connecticut, and that's just such a huge tax base to lose. And then they're losing all those retail dollars because nobody's tourists aren't going there. People aren't running around shopping. So, you know, it's kind of empty.
Sure. Well, things are going to be different.
Man. And New York is New York is generally a big producer of taxes, not only for New York, but for
the
country.
New York.
It's a hell of a town.
They give a lot more than they get to the feds.
They do. So, I don't know. I hate to see that. Boy, New York's had some tough years in the last 50 years.
Yeah.
Bankruptcy, 9/11.
Hurricane Sandy.
This.
Or Jersey, I guess.
Yeah, probably was. Definitely was. All right. Brandon, did you have something for the end of the show today?
Oh, yeah, I guess I'll play it now. It's
we still just don't know what it is. You wouldn't tell us yesterday.
It's just a rant that came in on the boner line from somebody that we know.
Oh, really?
Wait a second.
This person's complaining. This person's being a little baby, and I'm going to put them on blast.
Really?
Is this person typically a baby?
Wait, hold that thought for 1 second.
What are you a baby about?
I'm really curious about this. Did you guys see the car chase today?
What? No.
Yeah, a guy from Mount Clemens was shoplifting at Target. It's at 12:04 on the new news on Channel 7, if you want to watch it, because there's one really funny part. He steals a Saab from the parking lot.
He wanted to be safe.
Maybe. They are supposed to be safe. And so he takes off in his Saab, and they're chasing him, and he's all over the place. He's on the highway. He's off the highway. And at one point, he's getting back on the highway, and he goes way off the on-ramp. And then he drives around like boom, 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 in the grass, gets back on the on-ramp, gets back on the highway.
Oh, I'm watching it now. Here, I'll pull it up.
And eventually, he hits this Ford F-150.
Oh, boy.
But that's not the end.
Did it destroy the Saab?
The Saab didn't look too good. That part is my favorite part.
Here it is. All right.
And I do still don't understand how this ended the way it ended because of what
Pins
you're
going
to see.
Man.
I don't know what's going on. It's crazy. But he ripped some electronic tags off some stuff he's trying to steal, and they busted him.
suspected of retail fraud at Target. Check it out. Chesterfield Township Police just releasing this video of the chase. They say the suspect from Mount Clemens ripped off electronic equipment from Target, the one located on Gratiot and 23 Mile Road. And before 6:30 last night, officers say that he raced away from police in a stolen silver
Saab. He's going too fast.
And you're driving
off. Look, he's back up. He's back in action. Be free. Be free.
He got back onto the road.
Be free.
Oh,
where's his problem?
He's going the wrong way on the highway. That's oh, here you go. Go. Be free. Be free. He's running. His wheels aren't that bad.
Oh, yeah, they are.
F-150. Police say the suspect
be free.
Ran trying to open car doors, and he ended up at an apartment complex where he was arrested.
How did he get to an apartment complex?
Oh, yeah, good wheels, like you said.
That's amazing. Aren't you amazed
they didn't
nail him in 20 feet?
I'm going to guess that apartment complex is not too far off the highway.
Probably not.
He was probably just into the border of the apartment complex.
And he was opening car doors trying to steal their cars, and they were like, get out of here!
Asshole.
So, Brandon, someone's complaining on the boner line. Again?
This person's called in the past. But yes, they're complaining about,
Everything. This person always complains.
We credited this person with some information and some music that they provided in the past. What? They took exception to it and cried and cried their little eyes out on the boner line. So I was going to play
that. Is this Righteous Rick?
No.
Someone
who always demands credit.
A little better looking than Righteous Rick, a little shorter than Righteous Rick.
Oh, definitely not as strong as Righteous Rick.
Not as strong as Righteous
Rick.
Total
pussy.
Not take a baby kick.
Okay.
You're so confused.
Kind of pumped.
Okay. I guess that's my cue for this.
Oh. Yeah, we have to say goodbye first. I almost forgot.
Did you see the camera that filmed the Rodney King beating is up for auction?
What? Yes. What? No, what are they asking for that?
Guess. Anybody want to guess how much?
$10,000. I mean, that's ridiculous, but...
Now, remember, that's one of those big-ass cameras where you have to put the VHS tape in. $225,000 they want.
What? So what if it filmed the Rodney King thing?
Well, it's a piece of history, man. It's a Sony
camera.
Does
the original videotape come with it?
Nope. Nobody will get credit for that.
Well, no. The tape, I would think, would have value.
Let's see. Yeah, they don't even give much information about the camera. Does the camera even still work? So George Holliday referenced the significance of his camera and how it's relevant today more than ever because, quote, I hope this video camera inspires people to use their power to record events that they find troubling.
That's right. It's a pedestrian, right? Is it just someone who came on the scene?
George Holliday? No, he's from his apartment building, I thought.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay. And did he make... He did make money on it, too. Didn't he sell it to different people?
I think so, yeah.
$225,000.
Shit camera.
Did he need a new security deposit for his new apartment? $225,000? I don't think so.
Can we all get along?
That's the best thing ever happened.
Can we get along?
Cut it out, Holiday. All right. I'm definitely curious to hear who has decided to bitch up a storm on the boner line. What the hell is this?
Baby didn't get enough credit.
Who's this going to be?
Big baby.
Okay. I'm so thrown.
Hey, guys. It's Bentley.
Hi, Jim.
I'm calling to set the record straight for you guys sullying my fine name.
What the hell do you want?
The list of one album wonders. I did not send Handsome Boy Modeling School to Mark. I've talked to him about that a while ago. He was exaggerating. I didn't send him a list of 40. All I mentioned was Street Sweeper Social Club, and you guys brushed over it, didn't play Promenade, 100 Little Curses, Clap for Them Killers.
What in the hell are you talking about?
It would have been cool, and I think the listeners would have liked it.
You couldn't be more wrong.
And I want to give Drew some shit, too, for the backlist that I thought he wanted stuff that was different than Riff. And if anyone else, like Mark or Brandon or, you know, anyone else wanted to produce some of those backlists, those bumpers, they could have done it. Since it was just on me, I thought I'd include some stuff I liked that was somewhat abstract or obscure and some people might like. And I got a lot of really nice emails about those Muse bumpers.
Well, good for you.
Screw you guys. But, yeah, just wanted to set the record straight.
Whoa, let's stop talking with this guy.
Bentley, again.
Me again!
I forgot to give Drew some crap about the Ryan Gosling band.
What?
Yeah, Dead Man's Bones.
Who the fuck is that?
Do you want to hear something unique and different? You always complain about not hearing different stuff. I thought that was different. I think you guys are just jealous that Ryan Gosling is so hot. But that is a very cool album, Dead Man's Bones.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
Even my wife and I, our first dance at our wedding was to My Body's a Zombie for You by Dead Man's Bones. And the song Dead Man's Bones by Dead Man's Bones on the album Dead Man's Bones.
Screaming, crying, and whimpering.
Bentley is a friend we're all lucky to know.
Jim, I'm sorry to tell you, you're fired. Get out of here.